46. First down play. Screen left to the wide receiver. At sideline, 40-yard line. In the open field, 30. It's a foot race, 20. Broke a tackle, 10, 55. Goal line, touchdown, Moorhead State.
It's time for Moorhead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU football broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, MSU, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, the Kentucky Lottery, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Healy Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Kickoff is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
Goal line leap and catch. Touchdown, Moorhead State.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Hardee's 2 for $5 mix and match breakfast make goodness into your morning. Pick any two handcrafted favorites for only $5. Choose a made-from-scratch biscuit stacked with sausage and egg, biscuit and gravy, or a country fried steak biscuit. With Hardee's 2 for $5 mix and match breakfast, you get double the breakfast goodness for just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only, tax not included. Price and participation may vary.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltowee Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Hidden Mills 18th Annual Feed Day Sale is October the 6th through the 14th at all six locations. Save $1 per bag on Hinton Mills branded feeds, made fresh with local ingredients. Save $5 per tub and 10% off on select minerals. Automatic cattle waterers are 10% off. Save on a wide range of bunks, bale feeders, and mineral feeders. Check out our Antler Builder branded products and farm essentials like cover crop wheat, rock salt, antifreeze, and propane. Come and save during Hinton Mills Feed Days, October the 6th through the 14th. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1980.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Moorhead State at home to take on Dayton this afternoon. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by junior defensive end Noah Benza from Hebron, Kentucky. Well, Noah, I'll ask you this question. How has this week of preparation gone for your team, especially the defense?
It's been good. We really emphasized passion this week as a whole team, and I really think that we're actually honing in on that essential because, you know, we got to be a really passionate football team to beat this team. They're a really good ball club, and I really think that we need to be a really passionate team to be able to come through and catch the W this week.
The Eagles are coming back from back-to-back, tough luck, seven-point losses. You guys right there in both games all the way to the end. It's got to be frustrating, but how are you and your teammates dealing with that frustration?
You know, we just got to take that with a grain of salt. We're giving up too many big plays and not making enough big plays, plain and simple. We just got to be more disciplined and, you know, everything will go our way.
Talk a little bit about Dayton. They call it a rivalry, but how big of a rivalry is it in your mind?
Ever since I've been here, Coach Tenure has installed that Dayton we hate. So, I mean, it's definitely our biggest rivalry every year because everyone that I know looks forward to this game because they really want to beat Dayton. They're the closest in proximity. You know, it would just be awesome to beat them.
Well, Dayton has a new head coach this year. What challenges do the Flyers on offense present for you guys?
I don't think that's too much different from what we've seen already from Drink and St. Thomas in our conference. You know, they run a lot of 12P personnel, and they just like to run the ball in certain personnels, and then in certain personnels, other personnels. They like to pass the ball. So I don't think too many challenges will come from it. I think that we'll be well prepared, especially since we've seen two other offenses that are sort of in the same way.
I know head coach Rob Tenyer has talked about the need for the defense to create more turnovers. How do you do that?
Honestly, it's just effort. I think if everyone does what they need to do, gets that point A to point B in 5 seconds as hard as they can, then I feel like that we can create turnovers. But, you know, it just hasn't happened yet, but I have full confidence that this team will create turnovers going forward.
Is it a mindset? Do you have to look for those in certain ways? Say you're making a tackle and you see the runner holding the ball out, you have to punch it loose?
It's just, yeah, it's one of those things where you just got to have to see the opportunity and take the opportunity. You know, we've had many opportunities this season to have a takeaway, and we did not come up with it, unfortunately. But, you know, we learn from those situations, and hopefully we get better from those.
Now, I can remember when you started your career here as a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
You have a catch to your credit during your career at Morehead State. Do you ever think about, you know, it'd be nice to go back out there and catch another one?
I've talked to Coach Tenyer before about playing tight end, and you know he wanted me to play defense, and I don't want to go against his wishes. I think whatever's best for the team, honestly, because if it's better for me to play defensive end for the team, then yeah, I'll play defensive end. If it's better for me to play tight end for the team, then I'll play tight end. But Coach Tenyer saw the fit of me playing defensive end, so I just rolled with it.
All right, I promised you a hot seat question to end our interview with, and everyone else gets one, so you get one too, so you don't feel special. you're from Hebron, Kentucky, and when you go online to look at things to see and do in Hebron, the top things that they recommend are things actually in Cincinnati. The other thing Hebron is absolutely noted for is the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport. So it seems like the one thing that Hebron's really good at is telling people to leave. And I'll ask this question. Does Hebron have a public relations problem? If so, how do you solve it?
I don't think we have a public relations problem. I just think it's a really small area. Like you said, the airport's right there. I think that's one of the coolest parts about Hebron because, you know, you're 5 minutes away from going anywhere in the world that you want to go. But I think it's a really great area, especially like since I was a kid. Perfect. You know, you have everything that you could ever need in just one area. It's not too much, it's not too little, and it's, in my opinion, just perfect.
Is there a main attraction in your mind in the city?
Connor High School.
Okay. Which is coincidentally where you went to school.
Oh, yeah. Go Cougs.
Well, Noah, thanks so much for joining us on the pregame show. We certainly
appreciate
your time.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, that's junior defensive end Noah Benza. I'm Chuck Mraz. More coming up in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The fall season is here, and prices are falling at Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include USDA T-bone steak is only $7.99 a pound. The large 52-ounce carton of Florida's National Orange and Grapefruit Juice is two for just $7. And the 5-pound bag of Our Family Flour is only $2.49. Falling prices at Allen's IGA downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. As an assistant Commonwealth attorney for 7 years, I prosecuted the majority of the child sex abuse cases in this circuit. I received a national award from the American Bar Association for important law-related work for this country's children. I'm an advocate for your family. Please vote for me, Beth Mays, on November 7th, so I may continue to work hard for your children and your families. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, Circuit Judge John T. Lane, Treasurer.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Moorhead State about to take on Dayton in PFL action. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by head coach Rob Tenure. It's PFL rivalry week for MSU as the Eagles face Dayton. Rob, if you would describe the intensity of that rivalry and how you and the coaching staff handle it.
Well, they heard it immediately after the great game as we huddled and talked about that game and just to prepare them. I think it's an intensity type of week. It's a little bit more focused. Obviously, you got two teams that are 0-2 right now in the conference. And so one of us is going to be 0-3 after tonight. And we sure hope that we're going to sit there with our first conference win and be able to say that we beat a good Dayton team.
Well, MSU is coming off of back-to-back seven-point losses. What, in your mind, will it take for the Eagles to get over that hump? I know it's not a big hump, but it's enough of one right now and earn a victory here today.
Yeah, I think us and the Flyers are in the same boat, right? We've lost two games by 14. They've lost a few by 20. And so we're both trying to figure out how to get over the hump, how to win the game. I think a few important stats for us today will be turnover margin. Can we win the turnover battle? And hopefully we can out-execute them in third downs. If we can stay on the field and keep our defense off, give them a little more rest this week, we'll be in good shape.
Well, Dayton has a new head coach. First time we've talked about that in a long time. Trevor Andrews is at the helm now. Have the Flyers changed very much under him?
Schematically, they have. Quite a bit, actually, on both sides, really all three phases of the game. I think they may have one holdover coach from Coach Chamberlain's staff. So a lot of new pieces, a lot of the same pieces, but a lot of new schemes. So, it's the third week in a row. It's a little different defensively for us. We're going to see the same type of run game we've seen versus St. Thomas and Drake. So that'll be helpful. Although I do think they're a little bit more of a pass threat than those first two teams. So, and then defensively, they're going to play really hard. They've got seven or eight guys back from last year. They got some guys that were starters last year that are actually backups this year. So, feel like, what they're doing, they found guys that have gotten better, improved. And they're going to play really hard, just like Drake did. So we're going to have to match that effort.
Well, this shapes up, at least on paper, to be a very close game. And as we know, and you know, that special teams can be very big in close games. Right now, though, your place kicker, Nathan Hazlett, and your top kick returner, and also your leading rusher, Caleb Ramsour, hurt last week against Drake. How are they doing, and what's their status for today?
Yeah, Caleb's probably out this week. Hazlett, we're going to be a game-time decision on him. And Nate's a really impactful player. He's also a team captain for us. So if he can go today, he's going to go. If not, then, next man up. And hopefully we can perform and make some hay in the special teams area. We've got to be a little more productive, I think, on a few teams, and hopefully we can change some field position. That's going to be really important in this game as well.
In last weekend's postgame show, you mentioned that you were concerned about your offensive line and its ability at times to protect your quarterback, Carter Cravens, and also open up holes for your running backs. Will I get that job done today? Have you made some adjustments there?
We've worked real hard at it this week. So, you know, we've got some moving parts there. We've got some guys that can play multiple roles in different spots. And that's kind of what we're going to have to do moving forward. And hopefully get a few guys back from injury here in the next couple weeks, which will be helpful. And but I know they're going to fight and scratch and claw and figure out a way to get it done.
You have to like the progress of your defense, though, holding Drake last week to 16 points, only three in the second half.
Yeah, it was. They're playing some really good football. And, you know, like I said on the postgame show, they did play good enough for us to win. And if they can continue to play at that level in the conference, then, you know, we're going to have a chance to win a lot of games here as we close out the season.
What would a victory today over the Flyers do for your team after a couple of really hard-fought losses?
It'd be a tremendous confidence boost right now. You know, it's a really needed victory. And, you know, I told the guys last night, I said, you know, I want this win for you, not anyone else, not the coaches, not this university, not our administration. I want it for them. And so hopefully, you know, we've had a great week and they're excited about the opportunity to play Dayton. And we get to play them at home. So we got to go to work and we're going to go to work and fight and ultimately try to win this football game.
And that's Morehead State head football coach Rob Tenyer. I'm Chuck Meraz. Coming back in 2 minutes with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Welcome back to Jane Stadium. I'm Chuck Meraz along with Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis. Morehead State in PFL action today at home, taking on Dayton, Rob Tenyer's group. MSU 1-3 this year, 0-2 in the PFL. Morehead State has lost three straight, the last two games by only 7 points, 35-28 at St. Thomas, and 16-9 last week at home to Drake. Dayton under the direction of a first-year head coach in Trevor Andrews, but he knows the program well. He played for Mike Kelly, the old UD coach, a legend there, back in the 1990s as a defensive back, was a three-time PFL champion. In his first year with the Flyers, Andrews has them off to a 2-3 start, 0-2, though, in the PFL. Dayton last week falling at home to St. Thomas 20-14. The series between the two teams began in 1996. Dayton leads it 20-7. Morehead State has won two of the last three, but Dayton last year won it 49-27 up in Ohio. Morehead State will be decked out in white helmets, royal blue jerseys with white numerals and gold pants. Dayton red helmets, white jerseys, red numbers, and white pants. Your officials for this ball game. The referee is Zach Erdman. The umpire is Marquez Thomas. The headline judge is Jeff Estes. Line judge is Craig Dunn. The side judge is Gary McCarthy. The field judge is Nick DePonte. The back judge is Richard Guy, and the center judge is Matt Black. Partly sunny skies here in Moorhead, Kentucky this afternoon. Winds from the west-northwest at 10 miles an hour. A temperature of 54 degrees. It's football weather here in Moorhead, Kentucky at Jane Stadium. Back with more pregame show on this, the Eagle Sports Network.
There's a new flavor coming out of the Hardee's Craft Kitchen. Nashville Hot Chicken. Juicy 100% white meat chicken dipped in buttermilk, hand-breaded and seasoned to bring the heat. Try the crispy, spicy goodness in chicken tenders on a famous Hardee's made-from-scratch biscuit or a sandwich. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Hardee's new Nashville Hot Hand-Breaded Chicken is goodness in the making. For limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at linexofmoorhead.com.
Welcome back, Moorhead State, and Dayton 0-2 in PFL action. Something's got to give this afternoon here at Jane Stadium in Moorhead, Kentucky. What we'll give now is Jason Blanton with the Dayton starting offensive lineup.
All right, one of the wide receivers this afternoon for Dayton, Joey Swanson, 6'1", 198, and redshirt junior. The H receiver, Gavin Lockel, he is 6'. 195 and a freshman. And you did, when we gave lineups for Dayton a long list of series, we usually don't talk about freshmen, but there are some in the lineup today. The Z receiver, Jake Coleman, 6'5, 205, and a redshirt junior. The offensive tackle, Connor Clyde, 6'6, 292, and a redshirt sophomore. Offensive guard, David Catch, 6'2, 283, and a grad student. The center, Dylan Damasio, 6'2, 296, and a redshirt junior. The offensive guard on the right side, Zachary McDowell, 6'4, 300, and a freshman. Ron Eames, 6'3, 280, and a junior, is the offensive tackle. The tight end is Alec Keithley, 6'3, 223, and a redshirt junior. Your running back is Michael Neal, 5'11, 192, and a grad student. And your quarterback is Dante Casseroli. Casseroli is 46 of 85, two interceptions this season, 703 yards and four touchdowns.
Moorhead State's offense starts with the center, Zach Fish at 6'4", 300, a redshirt sophomore from Clovis, California. The left guard is Jackson Spears. And the right guard is Xavier Order. Let's go down to the coin toss, though, right now, and Tom Lewis. Tom?
All right, thanks, Chuck. Dayton has won the opening toss, waiting to see what they'll do. They're going to defer, so Moorhead State will begin today's festivities on offense. And, guys, I'll tell you what, I Googled perfect fall football afternoon, and this is what came up. Absolutely gorgeous here at Jane Stadium on this beautiful mid-October afternoon. If you're not here and have the opportunity to come out, even if you miss the first few series, it's worth it. This is a beautiful day for football.
We'll go ahead and run through the rest of the Moorhead State lineup for offense very quickly. The right tackle, Logan Wong. The left tackle, James Wayne. Wide receivers,
Caleb Tillman and Kyle Daly. The slot receivers, Ryan Up and Mikey Armour. The running back, James Lewis. The quarterback, Carter Cravens. With Moorhead State goes to a tight end to start there, Harrison Cohen. Back with more from Jane Stadium here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Since we're at the top of the hour, right now, we will pause. 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Moorhead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Moorhead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Moorhead State will be receiving, as Tom mentioned, the Eagles defending the south end zone to our right. And of course, that means that Nate will kick from the opposite end at the 35. Out there for the Flyers will be David Maurer, a redshirt freshman from Cincinnati, Ohio, to boot the ball and get this thing started. Sky's a bit overcast, but no rain is in the forecast, and this is a nice day to play football on right now. Moorhead State has Ryan Up and Kyle Daly deep at the goal line at either hash mark, as here comes Maurer into the football, boots it high and toward the far side. Up will have a chance from his 7-yard line. He'll run left to the 10, to the 15, cuts it up the field to the 20, finds a seam, then slides as he lost his balance near the 25-yard line. Covered up on the play by Logan Miller, a redshirt sophomore safety from Lebanon, Ohio, for Dayton. A return of about 18 yards.
Good return, good setup for Moorhead State to start this game against Dayton. Biggest rivalry in the PFL. Moorhead State and Dayton has had some classic confrontations.
Carter Cravens is out there. He's battling a bit of a hip flexor problem, so we'll see how mobile he is. He's in the shotgun with Lewis to his left. Tandem receivers out to the left, one to the right, tight end slot left. Handoff right side. Lewis finds his seam. He'll get out to the 30. He had a big day last year after this 5-yard game. You can answer this question against Dayton up in UD.
Yeah, bad weather. You can ask Tom. It's the snow covered the field. It was cold. It was windy. But he did have an outstanding game last year.
Nearly 200 yards on the ground. A pickup of 5 sets up 2nd and 5. Moorhead State spread formation. Shotgun set. 4 up front defensively. Lewis gets another chance. Left guard. A good seam there. Looks like he'll have the first down or very close to it as he brings it out to the 36-yard line. 6 more yards among the tacklers for Dayton was Chase Brown, a defensive end also being helped on the play by Jack Wardzala. And that is a Whitaker Bank first down. Moorhead State from its 36-yard line, 1st and 10.
I like this series starting with the running game, trying to get that established.
Again from the shotgun is Cravens with a back to his left. High snap. Gives it to Lewis. Spin move at the line of scrimmage, and he will not get back to the line. He was met in the backfield by Chase Brown. Spun off him, but several other Flyers came over to help clean up on the play.
We have trouble running from tackle to tackle, and usually it's Lewis trying to run from the tackle to the outside. That was successful the first two plays, but running up the middle wasn't successful that play.
No gain. 2nd and 10. Moorhead State from its 36. Corner edges up to the right. 4-man line for the Flyers. Shotgun snap, and Cravens will throw to the left side. Has a man at the 40-yard line. Too high and through his hands. That was the tight end, Harrison Cohen. Over there covering was Matt Lenti, one of the 3 safeties for this Flyer defense. They run a 4-2-5.
I know, Chuck, you would like to see the tight end get more involved in this Eagle offense, and it just opens up such more opportunities for Moorhead State.
MSU now 3rd and 10 from its own 36 near the left hash, just inside it. Shotgun standing there waiting for the snap is Cravens. two wideouts right, one left.
Oh.
And the outside wideout to the left went about 5 yards up the field before the ball was snapped. And that was sophomore Caleb Tillman, who left a count early, and Morehead State will be backed up to its 31 and be 3rd and 15. They do tell you that snap count huddle, by the way.
Yeah, it looked like...
We don't go in the huddle, so they are doing it by the signals, and I think he read the signals wrong.
Looked like Carter Cravens tried the hard snap count trying to draw the Flyers off, but instead messed up his own guy.
So now it's back at the 31, Morehead State 3rd and 15, a throwing situation. Now they're in the pistol with Lewis behind Cravens, and Morehead State now changing the play with 14 on the play clock. Stand-up defensive end on the left and the right for Flyers in the four-man line. Shotgun snap. Cravens to throw with a lot of time. Now he'll take off, fire it down the field. Caught near the sticks by Daly at the 46-yard line. Leveled there by the strong safety, Caron Coleman, but I think he's got it up for the first down.
If he doesn't, I think I'd go for it. He doesn't.
They marked it back just inside the 46. Morehead State will be, it looks like, fourth and inches.
Yeah, fourth and about a football.
It looked like he had it initially, Jay, but Coleman took him backwards, and the official marked it just inside the 46. So Morehead State, fourth and inches at its own 46. Cravens under center now. Backs up. Lewis is behind him. Three receivers out to the right and one to the left. Play clock rolling inside 10. Now it's at 7 as Cravens retreats to the shotgun. Play clock at 3, 2, 1, and he barely gets it off. Gives it to Lewis. Bad handoff, and he'll be swarmed under by several Flyers back near the 41. That play looked like there was a...
Do you think
the
Cravens,
timing was completely off.
Do you think Cravens was going to try to pull it out and run it himself, and then Lewis just kind of said, hey, I'm supposed to get the ball.
Yeah, Jason, I think that's exactly what happened. Morehead State not known for running the RPO, but that's kind of what it looked like. Cravens was trying to pull the ball back out of Lewis's belly, and Lewis didn't want to let go of the football.
Well, they're going to mark it back at the 43, so a loss of 3, but the Flyers take over with great field position at the Morehead 43, 1st and 10. Cassiola, the quarterback, a lot of movement on that offense. Oh, running back to either side. Now he sends the outside receiver to the right in motion as he retreats to throw. Down the middle of the field, ball tipped at the line of scrimmage. I think that was Wilson McCraw off the defensive line who got a piece of it and batted it away for an incomplete.
A little new wrinkle for Dayton. We usually just see him line up, hand the ball to one of the running backs or the quarterback, and they run for 200 yards against us.
Second and 10, Dayton from the MSU, 43, the left hash. Now they have Dow in at quarterback, and the shotgun with a back to his right. He'll throw. Morehead State, four-man rush. Dow running inside the 40, turns it left. He's got the first down at the 30 and forced out of bounds there.
Oh, Dow on the carry.
By cornerback Caleb Lyons.
So Cole Dow hitting 45% of his passes, 22 of 48 this season, 5 interceptions, 4 touchdowns. He's got 380 yards in offense. He's the stereotypical Dayton quarterback.
And that was a gain of 14, first and 10 at the Morehead 29. Outside receiver to the left, Lockow in motion. Handoff left, Neal cuts it back to his right. No place to go. Hit and drop for a loss of at least a yard or more. Noah Benza, defensive end for Morehead State, first man to make that hit. And a loss back to the 31 of 2. It'll be second and 12. So a throwing situation here in Cassiola. Their throwing quarterback is back in the ballgame. Right slot in motion. They'll have three outside receivers. Morehead State coming with the blitz as Cassiola play action to throw. Down the middle of the field. Hit as he fires it. Ball toward the 5-yard line, left sideline, incomplete. Good coverage on the play by strong safety Cooper Krizek on the tight end Alec Keithley. And so now it's 3rd and 12. Morehead State dialed up the blitz, and it paid off. They nearly got the sack, and that bad throw could have been picked off.
Contact right as he delivered, changed his motion. Now he's going to
be in a pistol set here on 3rd and 12 from the 31. Trips to the right, tight off the tackle, wide out left. Hand off to Neal off the left side, bounces off of his own blocker, cut down near the 26-yard line. Out of the secondary for Morehead State, coming up, Luciana Corpora Ellis, a redshirt freshman from Woodstock, Georgia. Pick up a 5 to the 26, and they'll be fourth and long, and let's see if they go for it, or they'll go for the field goal. Looks like the field goal unit's coming out. They are 4th and 7 from the Moorhead 26. They'll kick it from the far hash, the 33-yard line. Matt Lenti will hold for the place kicker, Sam Webster, who's 4 of 6 in field goals along of 43. And this will be a 43-yard try here. Snap placement, the boot is up and wide to the far side, no good. So Moorhead State's defense able to hold.
Yeah, good job at Moorhead State. The fact that now let's see what we do on the offensive end. We have a timeout on the field, 10:32 left to play. Here in the opening quarter, Moorhead State 0, Dayton 0. And this is the Eagles Sports Network.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for a dollar. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Well, Moorhead State's defense with a hold. We're in the first quarter at James Stadium. Moorhead State and Dayton tied at 0. 10:32 left to play in the first, and MSU, after holding, will have the ball first and 10, right to left of its own 26-yard line.
Moorhead State moved the ball the first couple running plays, and then Moorhead State's got 22 total offensive yards here after that first series. Dayton was 17. And it's one of those situations where we saw, Moorhead go for it and just, didn't get it, I guess.
There's some confusion in that offense, Jay, on that fourth down and inches play. Fortunately, the defense came up with a huge stop, though.
Yes, sir.
Quick update. Talked to place kicker Nathan Hazlett. He was a game-time decision. I asked him how he's feeling. He paused and basically said crappy. A severe strain on the outside of his calf. He's emergency only today, so we probably will not see Nate Hazlett on the field.
First and 10, Moorhead State from its own 26. Fake to the right. Cravens will keep it, go off to the far side, get it back to the line of scrimmage, and no more. Safety Matt Lenti among the Flyers tacklers, so no gain on first down. Moorhead State will be second down and 10. And the Eagles will go tempo as they're already back to the line of scrimmage. Likely a throwing situation. They've got the tight end. Cohen has a slot to the left. Daly and Up are also out to the left. Trevor Clint is split to the right. Trayvon Clint, excuse me. Lewis is in the backfield next to Cravens. He's to his left. Four-man line for Dayton as now Cohen in motion. Shotgun snap. Rolling left. After the play action, Cravens dumps it off to Cohen. Up the left sideline, 35-40. Oh, he spilled just before he gets to the 50-yard line by the strong safety, Caron Coleman. Otherwise, he goes a long way.
21 yards.
As it is, yeah, very good gain. Out to the 47.
Not that hard to get a tight end into the game plan.
Nicely designed play. Sent him in motion to the right, then dragged him back across to the left, and he was wide open.
Fifth catch of the year for Harrison Cohen. Moorhead State, first and 10 from its 47. Shotgun snap, play action pass to the left. Too low and incomplete. Looking for Daly, who'd just done a little stop route, and he had some space as his corner. Cam Cope had backed off quite a bit, but the pass by Cravens a little bit too low. It looked like he rushed himself a bit.
Cravens now 2 of 4 in this first quarter.
Second and 10, Moorhead State, playing behind the chains with two wide receivers to the right and one to the left. Lewis to the right of Cravens, who looks at the four-man line. Secondary is deep right now as Cravens hands it to Lewis. No, he doesn't. They'll throw it down the right sideline. Clint, the catch at the 25. He eludes his man. He's inside the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Moorhead State. That's a Kentucky Lottery Lucky Sevens touchdown. And that one from 53 yards away as Cravens hooks up with Craven Clint. The first time that duo was hooked up on a touchdown pass this season, and Morehead State leads with 9:06 to go in the first quarter, 6-0, pending the extra point.
Corner was playing soft, came up, got caught in between, decided to go for the tackle instead of the ball, completely whiffed, left that sideline wide open.
Extra point kick by Thomas Schwartz, the redshirt freshman, is up and good.
Flag down.
And there's a flag down. We'll wait to see what that is before we head to the break.
Great throw. The receiver caught it, and the defenders just didn't know what he was, and he went past him. Penalty against Morehead State will take the point off the board. It's 6-0 Morehead State.
As we talked about, Morehead State's normal kicker, Nathan Hazlett, out with a leg injury, and that means they'll go with the redshirt freshman, Thomas
Probably
Schwartz.
Until our cheerleaders get off the field.
The redshirt freshman from Trainer, Iowa, and they'll do it from 5 yards further back.
You know, in Iowa, Schwartz, if you kick it, it will count.
The holder is Kip Warren, the punter. Morehead State's man needs to stop playing during the extra point.
They don't know.
There we go.
Thank you, Chuck.
Snap, placement. Schwartz with his second extra point kick try, and this one also good. 9:06 to go on the first at James Stadium. It's Morehead State 7. Dayton nothing. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State with a four-play, 74-yard drive that took a minute 26 off the clock. The big play, the touchdown pass of 53 yards. Cravens, Carmen Cravens, Carter Cravens to Trayvon Clint.
Cravens now 3 of 5, 88 yards in the first quarter, and we've still got 9 minutes and 6 seconds left to play.
A chance to meet Trayvon Clint the other day in town and had a nice conversation with him. For Clint, just going to look at the numbers for the season. That is only his second reception of the year.
Well, see, he's going to make it count.
The other one was for 15 yards. This one, 53 yards. His average per catch is pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty nice, and a touchdown, too. So
34 yards per reception.
That's reminiscent of the start of Kyle Daly's career.
Yeah, I had a chat with Daly about that. I said, you know, it was only downhill from there in terms of yards per catch. He admitted that. He goes, yeah, there wasn't a lot of chance I was going to be able to duplicate Blackall, and along with Neal are deep for Dayton to receive this kickoff. And for Morehead State doing the booting will be Braden Haynes, a redshirt junior from Tennessee.
Number 42, Michael Neal. Number 12.
Neal and Lacko are at the 5-yard line of opposite hash as the boot comes down to Lacko at about the 8-yard line. He'll bring it to his left. Now back to his right to the 20.
Nice.
And man, he is hammered. Absolutely hammered near the 20-yard line, or just shy of the 20-yard line. Down there for Morehead State with a huge stop, and a big stick was linebacker Isaac Armstrong, the graduate student from Lexington, Kentucky.
Nice tackle.
They'll get in the 20-yard line, but he sure earned it.
Yes, he did. On that return, he did.
12 yards on the return.
Morehead State making massive substitutions right before the play, defensively.
Both quarterbacks, I think, are in the ball game. Cassiola's in the middle, but to his left is Dow. Back to throw is Cassiola to the left. Across the 20, reception made. Flags come flying in latest with the grab for Dayton was Alec Keithley, the tight end, who got out close to the 27-yard line, but there was a flag down. It's against Dayton.
Didn't see what happened, but the call's offensive pass interference.
Somebody pushed off, and now they'll move it half the distance to the goal from the 20 back to the 10.
That's something Dayton usually don't do. They usually don't hurt themselves.
And that will change it to a first and 20 after an apparent 7-yard catch by Keithley. Dow is a good athlete. He can do about anything on a football field. And he's in there, not at quarterback, but as a running back to the right of Cassiola. Now Dow in motion back to the far side. Hand off up the middle to Neal, grabbed and brought down at about the 11, possibly the 12.
That was Cooper Krizak, Morehead State's fine, strong safety, knifing in, once again playing run defense incredibly well from that strong safety spot.
Came in with 32 tackles on the year, and it looks like he picked up a couple of yards out to the 12, and it'll be second and 19, Dayton from its 12. And the shotgun is Cassiola, three receivers to the left as he retreats to the pocket against the four-man rush. Dump off to the right to Neal at about the 12. Got away from Jahlil Holmes, who catches him and hauls him down from behind with help from Keenan Wolf, the middle linebacker, near the 16, possibly the 17.
Be about
5 yards.
Yeah, third and 13.
Morehead State playing a little soft zone and giving up the underneath stuff, which you do in this type of situation. That's the way to do it.
Dayton 0 for 1 in third down conversions thus far in this first quarter.
MSU leads 7-0. 7:45 to go in the first at Jane Stadium. Dayton from its own 17-yard line, third and 13. Two receivers out to the left, one to the right. Cassiola looks at the four-man rush. Pass to the right, underneath, going to be caught right near the line of scrimmage and drilled down hard there was Luke Brenner.
Punt team comes on for Dayton.
So they got a couple of yards out to the 19.
And fourth and 11.
Fourth and 11, yep.
That penalty killed him on that drive.
Logan Forkum, the redshirt freshman punter, is out there averaging just over 33 yards a boot. Morehead State sending Kyle Daly. Check that. Is that Ryan Up? Looks like Ryan Up. Yep. He's back at the MSU 48-yard line. Snap, rush, punt is away. A spinner to the right runs up. He catches it near the 45-yard line. And there's a timeout on the field. They'll mark him right at the 45, so on that punt, 38 yards, no return. And we have a timeout. Breaking the action, 6:51 to go in the first quarter. 7-0, Morehead State leads Dayton on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Winger Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Well, Morehead State leads 7-0 over Dayton at home. 6:51 to go in the first quarter. I'm Chuck Meraz with Jason Glant and Tom Lewis. The Eagles will start this drive with very good field position. Their own 45-yard line, moving right to left. Jay, a touchdown here, and maybe that can get Morehead State off and rolling today. I mean, they do lead 7-0, but if you can build it to 14-0, the game's not over, but that sure gives you some wind in your sail.
Yeah, and give you some momentum going into that second quarter, but you have to know Dayton will probably fight, scratch, and claw. Next week, Morehead State on the road after this two-game homestand ends. Morehead State will travel to the beautiful state of Indiana and Valparaiso University. I forgot the nickname.
No, it's not the Crusaders anymore.
like the Smokey the Bears. I don't know what it is. I forgot. So we'll be up there at 2 o'clock kickoff, 1:30 airtime. Tom, do you know the Crusaders' nickname now?
I did. I'll have to look it back up. I remember the first year after they dropped that nickname, it was just the Valpo football team.
Yeah, they took that from Washington.
From the 45, their own 45, Morehead State will give Chance Harris the handoff off the left side. Harris in that two-back set that MSU used doesn't get much of anything. Got back to the line and not much more, if that. Defensive end Chase Brown among the tacklers. No gain. Morehead State second and 10. Morehead State having trouble running the football, Jay.
Yeah. Well, from tackle to tackle they are. It seems like they can get it on the outside.
Play action on the second down and 10, rolling right. Harris to the 41-yard line, far sideline, trying to get it to Daly. Low and incomplete. On the coverage was cornerback Jeremy Genazzo for Dayton.
Trying to force that in.
Yeah, there was not much room to work with on that far sideline. Genazzo in good coverage. Third and 10. Morehead State would hate to waste this great field position.
0 for 1 in third down conversions. Try in this first quarter.
Harris will be the running back to the left of Cravens, who will work from the shotgun with three receivers right, one left. Four-man line for Dayton. They don't blitz that much. Linebackers coming up, and here they come. Just as I said that, the play is blown dead before the play gets started. Morehead State with a false start will be back at its own 43rd and 15.
It is now the Valparaiso Beacons.
Beacons,
and
yeah.
I noticed, Jay, that you used the adjective beautiful for the state of Indiana, but not specifically for the city of Valparaiso.
I need to watch myself. I have to go up there. They do have snipers at Valpo. So they're the Beacons.
The Beacons.
You know, you can't be a beacon if your life don't shine. That's Tanya Tucker.
Absolutely. Well, Morehead State will go empty set. Three receivers out to the right and two to the left as Cravens retreats to the shotgun. Again, it's third and 15. The Eagles from their 40 showing blitz is Dayton. And here they come.
Uh-oh.
He'll spin away from one to the left. Here comes Cravens to the sideline. Fires it to the 42-yard line of Dayton off the hands and incomplete. Trying to get that ball to Mikey Armour. He was open, but Cravens running left, trying to throw back to his right, misfired on the pass, and Morehead State, after the incompletion, will have to punt on fourth and long.
Cravens now 3-7 in the air.
Kip Warren, 18 punts this year, an average of 39.9. Jeremy Genazzo is deep for the Flyers.
Jeremy Genazzo back for the Flyers.
Fourth and 15, Morehead from its 40. Punting away after the snap is Warren. Boots it. Spinner not especially deep. Genazzo calling fair catch. Grabs it near the 28-yard line with a Morehead State player right in his face. In his grill work was Alex Herrera, a redshirt freshman defensive back from San Jacinto, California.
Morehead State with 96 total yards here in this first quarter. Dayton only 26, so the offense of Dayton has struggled a little bit.
31 yards on that punt, Dayton from its 29. First and 10. Cassiola is the quarterback with a back to his left. Drops to throw. Fires it down the middle through the hands of the intended receiver. That was Lockow running a crossing right. He just dropped it near the 32-yard line. He was open.
Might have heard some footsteps, Chuck. A
couple of Morehead State defenders hustling over there, and yeah, he could have heard them.
Going to go under center.
Yep, it's second down and 10. Now they retreat out of that as Cassiola with the back to his left sends a wide out right. Two out to the left on this second and long from his own 29. Play action. Screens it out to Locko. He's across the 30, got a block, 35, and close to the 40. Close to the first down. Not sure he got it. Good tackle in the open field by Morehead State cornerback Caleb Lyons, and they're going to mark it just shy of the 29, and they'll move the chains, give him the first down.
As bad as we hate to say it, Edsel Whitaker Bank first down.
Well, we don't have to say it on their first down, just on ours. Because those are the only ones that qualify.
Oh, well, I say we charge them every time we say it.
From their 39, the Flyers with the first and 10. Cassiola again will throw it from the sprint out to his right. Gets it to Dow, the other quarterback, who gets up the right sideline to the 45-yard line before he's forced out of bounds by the Rover Zane Porter.
Put out of bounds. By Jane Porter.
And they're going to mark him at the 46 for a gain of 7. 7-0, Morehead State leads, 5:13 to go in the first. Dayton will be second and three from its 46 at the right hash. Tight formation, wide out to the left of the slot to the left. Running back to the right of the quarterback, Cassiola. Slot right, beam a tight end in motion, hands it off the left side, trying to carry it for the first down yardage. Was Logan Davis, a redshirt junior from Prospect, Kentucky. Not sure he got there. He's a little bit short, maybe gained a yard or so. Andre Nolan White helping on that tackle. And they'll stop him at the 48-yard line for a gain of two. But that leaves Dayton third and short, third and one from their 48, the right hash.
One to go at the 48.
Pistol set with Neal, the tailback, behind the quarterback, Cassiola. Tight formation. Tandem receivers to the left. Morehead State blitzing Cassiola. Back the throw. Wants to launch it. Runs away from the pressure. He'll get the first down inside the 50. To his left, the Morehead State 40, and forced out of bounds inside the 35-yard line. Finally getting to him was the free safety, Matthew McClellan, but a huge gain on the play as they're going to mark it right at the Morehead State 31-yard line. So,
boy, it is
21 yards on that run.
It is fortuitous that McClellan was where he was. There was not another defender within about 30 yards of the football.
From the MSU 31, first and 10, Dayton. Cassiola has Neal behind him. He's in the pistol. Moving players around. He'll have three receivers to his right side. Hands it to Neal. Stutter stepping, trying to find an opening and doesn't get anything as he's hit at the line and swarmed under. Among Morehead State's tacklers was Isaac Armstrong, one of the linebackers, and no gain on the play at second and 10.
Fourth carry for Neal. He has 5 yards in his offensive time today.
Wideouts left and right. The tight end is flexed into a fullback spot for Cassiola on second and 10. Wide receiver Coleman from the right in motion. Morehead State rushing four, pass down the middle. Going to be caught by Lockow inside the 30. Dragged down just inside the 28 by Andre Nolan Wright. White, that is. Also there for Morehead State was Keenan Wolf. Looks like he got four to the 27 in his third and six.
Wolf's fifth tackle this first quarter for Morehead State.
Morehead State making some changes on defense. Third and six from the MSU 27, just inside the right hash for Dayton. Dow will be the quarterback in the shotgun. Right slot in motion to have four wide receivers. Looks to throw a screen out to Lockout to the left. Spun off a tackler, got inside the 20, and inside the 20 is knocked out of bounds at about the 17-yard line for a first down on a gain of 10. Seven nothing, Morehead State leads, but in the red zone is the Dayton offense where they're 16 of 21 this year and 13 touchdowns. First and 10, Dayton from the MSU 17, the left hash. Cassiola returns as the quarterback. Three outside receivers, hands it to Neal off the left side. Big gain as he rumbles inside the 10 as he's tripped up just inside the 10-yard line. Over there, Terrell Spigner off the defensive line, the sophomore from Atlanta, Georgia. 8-yard run.
Yeah.
Second and two from the Morehead State 9. Cassiola in the shotgun, Neal to his right. Gives it to Neal right up the middle. Got the first down, and he rumbles close to the 5. And Spigner another tackle, this one near the 6. But they'll be first and goal. Gain of 3. Morehead State's defense trying to stiffen and hold here. The Eagles on top 7-0 with a minute to go here in the first quarter.
Dow comes back in as quarterback.
Dow will be under center with the eye set behind him. Two tight ends wide out to the right. Morehead State loads up in the box. Hand off left. They give it to Hanson, the freshman running back, rumbling toward the goal line, and he fights his way in for a touchdown. He carried about two Morehead State defenders into the end zone with him, and it's 7-6. Morehead State's lead cut to 1 with 48 seconds to go in the first period. Hanson, 5'11", 205 pounds. Hails from Indianapolis. And now on to try the point after will be Sam Webster. He's perfect this year in that category. The left footer is 17 of 17. Matt Lenti holding. Snap placement. The boot on the way. Looks good. It is. We're tied at 7. Morehead State and Dayton. 48 seconds to go on the first. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for a dollar. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Bauer kicks off for Dayton to the 5 at the far side. Grabbed there by Up. He's to the 20 with blockers in front to the 25-30. Still on his feet. Got out close to the 35-yard line and coughed up the football. There's a big pileup on the far side of the field, just shy of the Moorhead State 34-yard line. And it looks like Dayton may have recovered.
Moorhead State defense already making its way out onto the field.
Coming up with that fumble recovery for the Flyers was Luke Mitchell, redshirt freshman safety from Dayton.
Well, we always talk about one of the keys, keep the football when you have it.
It had been a pretty good return up to that point.
So Dayton has it in Moorhead State territory at the 33-yard line.
It's another area where Moorhead State missing an injured player comes back to bite them with Caleb Ramsour out today, their fine returner.
Cassiola back to his left. Outside receivers either way. Moorhead State with five near the line. In motion from the far left, Dow, who is a wide receiver. Backing up to throw is Cassiola. Runs to his left, wants to keep it. Going to be hit by Benza and dragged down at the 30. Noah Benza, fine defensive end for Moorhead State with a good stop there. Holding the quarterback on that scramble to a 3-yard gain.
23 seconds left to play in this first quarter.
Clock running. We're inside 20 seconds now. Second and 7, Dayton from the MSU 30, the left hash. Cassiola sends two wideouts to the right. Moorhead State jockeys around on defense with four up front. And they're going to let the clock run out, I think, because we're down to 3-2-1, and yep, first quarter ends. We're done with one period of play in this PFL battle at Jane Stadium in Moorhead, Kentucky. 7-7, Dayton and Moorhead State. I'm Chuck Morales with Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The fall season is here and prices are falling at Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include the value pack of Our Family USDA boneless, skinless chicken breast. It's just $1.99 a pound. The half gallon jug of apple cider is just $3.99. And fresh extra large red, orange, or yellow peppers and avocados are just a dollar. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. For over 30 years, I have served this community as a civil legal aid attorney, an assistant attorney general, an assistant commonwealth attorney, and judge. I'm currently running to fill the unexpired term for circuit judge for Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan County. This is a special election on November 7th and is a nonpartisan race at the end of the ballot. Vote for experience. Vote for Beth Lewis Mays for circuit judge. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
Moorhead State tied with Dayton 7-7 going into the second quarter here at Jane Stadium. And now we've got by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Jay takes a look at some of the stats.
Moorhead State with three first downs, Dayton with five in that first quarter. Moorhead State, six rushes for 8 yards. Most of them came on the first couple of plays. Dayton has rushed the ball 11 times for 65 yards. passing yardage. Dayton with 38, Morehead State with 88 total yards. Morehead State had the football 13 plays in that first quarter, 96 yards. Dayton 20 plays for 100 yards. Dayton had the football 10 minutes and 17 seconds. Morehead State had the football only 4 minutes and 45 seconds. So you take a look at the differences. Morehead State needs to get the ground game going. And we've talked about that a lot. And we saw it early on. They ran it from the tackle to the outside pretty successfully. Then they went to the tight end and completed the pass. But since then, we've gone away from that. But Morehead State and Dayton's tied up at 7 apiece.
Dayton, though, will be at the Morehead State 30-yard line to start the second quarter. It will be second down and 7 for the Flyers. You really nailed it, Jay. Morehead State's got to get its ground game going so it can keep its defense off the field, give them a rest, and use that time of possession. But it makes you very, obviously, one-dimensional when you cannot rush the football successfully. And who knows? I mean, that can turn around in a heartbeat.
I want to say hello. Of course, he won't be able to hear us. Tom Ross, the quarterback's coach. His dad's a coach, and he's been out here. He came in from Arizona to watch his son coach football here at Morehead State. And he did ask me one question. He said, "Is it always this cold?" I said, "This is not cold." And he said, "It is for me." So Coach Ross and his father, and it's always good when you see a coach's son get his first opportunity here at Morehead State, like Rex Ryan, like Jim Harbaugh, like John Harbaugh, etc.
Second and 7, Dayton from the Morehead 30. Dow, the quarterback, takes the shotgun snap, hands it to Neal up the middle. Jaleel Holmes has him right at the line of scrimmage and spins him down there. Jaleel Holmes, Morehead State's top tackler coming into this game, had 35 stops, and he makes a big tackle right there to hold him to no gain. It'll be third down 7. Holmes has played very well this year.
Yes, and it seems like game after game after game, you're calling his number a lot.
He and Cooper Krizek make a lot of stops for that Morehead State defense. So a throwing situation here as Cassiola comes back into play, quarterback for Dayton, and the shotgun Neal to his right. Morehead State blitzing. Hand off to Neal off the right side. Cuts it to his left, finding some real estate. Gets down to the 25, and no more than that. He stops short there. Morehead State getting a tackle from Wilson McCraw off the defensive line also there. Kenneth Schaffner, who is playing linebacker, redshirt sophomore from Louisville. They're at the 25. It'll be 4th and 2.
Here we go.
As they picked up 5 with that last carry by Neal. Looks like they may go for it here. Got a good kicker, but they are moving into the wind, which is stopped for the moment. Dow in the shotgun, right slot in motion. Hands it to Neal off the left side, cuts it to the inside. Huge gain as he's inside the 20, down to the 15, to the 14-yard line. Taking him down from behind with help was cornerback Benjamin Haywood, the junior from Fort Myers, Florida. Mark it at the 14-yard line, a gain of 11.
4th and 2, and again 11. They know they're going to get at least 1 yard every time they go for it. Good offensive series for Dayton.
7-7 the score, but Dayton at the Morehead 14, 1st and 10. Shotgun snap, blitz coming right up the middle of Neal. Breaking tackles. He's inside the 5 to the 4. Should be 1st and goal. Boy, I think it was safety Jihad McCall that got him from behind and saved the touchdown. They'll mark him down officially at the 5, so 9 yards on that last run. And it's 2nd down and 1.
Neal definitely not the most fleet of foot as a running back, but so good at planting that foot and changing direction.
They'll go with the eye set. Beam, a tight end, will be the fullback in the eye. Hansen is the tailback. Dow under center with a wide out to the right. 2nd and 1 from the Morehead 5. The Eagles load up at the line. Handoff right side. Hansen bullies his way forward. And it looks like maybe no gain. Morehead State stands him up there. Gabe Whittington, 275-pound freshman defensive tackle, with help made the stop. 3rd and 1 at the Eagle 5. Dow will retreat to the shotgun with the eye set to the right. Hansen is the running back. Outside receiver to the right, motions. Dow takes the handoff, running to his right, trying to get to the outside. Thrown out of bounds by the Rover, Zach Porter, near the line of scrimmage. Let's see where his forward progress is marked.
No way.
They give him the first down. I can't tell. He needed to get to the four, but it looked like it was going to be close.
Yep.
Boy, he barely got it. That's a good spot for Dayton.
So it's first and goal
at the Moorhead four. Good defensive play, though, by Porter, because it looked like for a moment Dow might go to the end zone. Dow will call the play and come under center as he'll have the eye set behind him. Two tight ends, a wide out left. Moorhead State's defense digs in at the four-yard line.
Fumble.
And there's a fumble on the snap. Big pile up near the five, and Moorhead State may have it. Bad exchange between the center and quarterback, and Moorhead State signaling it has the football, and indeed the Eagles do. I think that may have been Jaleel Holmes who came up with that loose football. Mark it right at the four. Moorhead State able to force a turnover only for the second time this season. And a big one right there. It leaves the scoreboard set at 7-7, and the Eagle offense will take over first and 10 from Moorhead 4.
Something we usually don't see, Dayton lead points out on the field, but the quarterback, I think, thought about it too much. He was pulling out before he had the football, and good job by the Moorhead State defense.
Chance Harris will be the running back. Well, they're going to go two running backs for Moorhead State. Lewis is also out there, and they'll flank Cravens to either side. Carter back in the shotgun with wideouts either way. First and 10 from his own four. Here comes the blitz. Play action. Cravens a throw from his own end zone. Up the left side. The tight end, Cohen, with the catch out across the 20 and out of bounds at the 22-yard line. 18-yard pickup and a Whitaker Bank first down.
A couple of things from the sideline. It was Jaleel Holmes who came up with the fumble recovery. And as the defense came to the bench, defensive coordinator Andrew Strobel said, "It's not how we drew it up, but I'll take it."
Again, two running backs in the game on either side of Carter Cravens. Takes the shotgun snap. Handoff left. Lewis trying to get wide. Can't turn the corner. Take it down right near the line of scrimmage. Really not much running room there. Junior defensive end Jarrell Lewis at 240 pounds from Piqua, Ohio. Took him down and officially 1 yard on the play to the 23, second and nine. Again, Moorhead State with a two-back set on either side of Cravens. Wide receivers left and right, second and nine from their 23. Coming with the blitz is Dayton. Now a pass down the middle of the 35-yard line on the slant route. Open was Clint, but overthrown and incomplete. He was there, but the pass wasn't.
Cravens now 4 of 9 in this first half, 106 yards and one touchdown. I think you, if you ask him about it after the game, he'd say he wanted that one back.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Clint was wide open, too. That was a good play call. Third down 9 from their 23 for the Eagles as Cravens retreats into the shotgun, back to his left. Wideouts and slots either way. Left slot comes in motion. That's Ryan up. Back to pass he goes against the four-man rush. Pass out to the left side. And it's going to be bobbled and maybe picked off at the far sideline. It was. Taking the deflection was Jalen Cooper, one of their safeties, a junior from Ventura, California. The ball went off the hands of wide receiver Xavier Rawls. It popped in the air, and Johnny on the spot for the pick was Cooper, who caught it and went out of bounds at the Moorhead State 41-yard line.
So another, or a turnover, one for each of the teams now.
Cassiola, the quarterback, a back will be to his left side. I believe that's Logan Davis from the 41 of Moorhead State, first and 10. Fakes to Davis, steps up in the pocket, going to be hit from behind. Benza has him, and he'll get the sack back at the 45.
for a loss of four. This defense has been playing pretty good here in the first half, Chuck. Sure has. And they've had their backs up against the wall a few times. So a loss of four, and it's second and 14. Morehead State running some defensive substitutes in late, trying to get set. Cassiola in the shotgun, back to his left. Hands it to Davis off the right side, tries to cut it up the field, going nowhere. Spickner there on the defensive line, turning it back to the inside was strong safety Cooper Krizek. Keenan Wolf, the middle linebacker,
I think we had too many
made the initial contact. Yeah, I think you're right, Jay. Yep, you're right.
He was trying to get off the field, but just couldn't get off in time.
Coach Rob Tenier on the sideline just came over to talk to his quarterback, Carter Cravens, pulled the headset that Cravens had on his head off, and some words of encouragement, patted him on the chest, said, trust it right now, trying to build the confidence of his young quarterback.
Now it's back to second and nine after the penalty against Morehead State for Dayton at the MSU 40. From the shotgun, Cassiola hands it to Neal. Goes right, comes left, and Cooper Krizek right there to meet him in the backfield at the 41. For a loss of one.
Second tackle for Krizek.
Oh, they gave him a really nice spot back to the line of scrimmage, the 40.
So
no
tackle.
Game.
Second tackle for Cooper.
Third down nine.
And time to go.
Big situation for both teams here. Game tied at seven halfway through the second. Pistol set. Cassiola, the quarterback. Neal, the running back behind him. Three receivers left, one right. Hand off to Neal off the right side. Cutting back to his left. Going to be hit, dragged down near the 35-yard line. Several Morehead defenders there.
About fourth and four.
Keenan Wolf among them. And Kobe Nile. Gain on the play of 5 to the 35. It'll be 4th and 4. I bet they're going here.
At the 35, it's 4th down.
Yep, they're going to go for it.
I think they try to draw us off. Neal now 11 carries, 41 yards in the first half.
4th and 4, Dayton at the Morehead 35. Dow, the running quarterback for Dayton in the ball game, with Neal to his left. Lockout motions left to right, back again. Hand off Neal off the left side. Dragged down at the line of scrimmage. No place to go. For Morehead State, off the defensive line, making a big stop was Jackson Spears. Check that, Paul O'Brien. Morehead State using duplicate numbers. O'Brien is the defensive 53. Spears, the offensive 53. And great play by O'Brien to hold Dayton right there. The 305-pound junior O'Brien from Sutter, California. And Morehead State, the defense stands up again. First and 10, Eagles to go left to right.
Big, big play. I don't know how many times you can ask for a big play from your defense here in the first half.
Did I tell you how much I hate duplicate numbers?
You have before, I think. I don't know.
This might be the 10,001 time I've told you that.
Tom, do you remember him ever mentioning duplicate numbers? I think he's left.
He's thinking about it.
Oh, we have a timeout on the field. I didn't even notice the red hat on the field. 7:36 left to play. We'll just keep it here because it is 7-7 Morehead State and Dayton next week. Morehead State on the road. Valparaiso, Indiana is the time and the place. 2 o'clock will be the kickoff time. We'll be on the air. And, well, this is it. Hold on. Let me make sure. 2 o'clock. Yep. 2 o'clock. Kickoff, 1:30 airtime here on the ESN from the beautiful, luxurious Brown Field at the University of Valparaiso. Which has
no
turf
idea. We'll have no idea what the weather will be like up there. It still will be in mid-October, essentially, and it could be okay, or, you know, you never know. It could be pretty cold.
Let's see, because we're close to Chicago, aren't we?
Yes.
Let's see. I'm going to try to see what it's going to be here next week. Let's see. And we could take it by there. Let's see. Next week here in Morehead. 59 degrees high, 48 degrees low, and 40% rain. So
here comes the Morehead State offense out there.
7-7 the score in this ball game. 7:36 to go in the first half at Jane Stadium. The Eagles have the football. After that great defensive stop, the defense has played very well so far today.
As you might imagine, the mood on the Morehead State sideline, very upbeat right now, and defense feels like they're reading things extremely well. A lot of confidence.
Les Lott up in motion. Jet sweep to him as he comes around the right end. Eludes a tackler, cuts it to the outside, trying to battle to the 40-yard line and turn back before he can quite get to the 40.
Tackled by Matt Lenti and Jeremy Tenazzo.
Matt Lenti, one of the three Flyer safeties, was the first man to make contact with the UD defense. And let's see where they spot the football. They may have given him the 40-yard line. I thought he was just short of it. But there's a timeout for an injured Flyer player. Looked like they will give up 5 yards on that carry out to the 40.
Jeremy Genozzo, the redshirt sophomore cornerback, is the injured player on the turf for the Flyers right now.
Looked like he got caught up in the wash of that tackle, Tom. There are a lot of players over there. Some Morehead State players still trying to block for Ryan Up, and then some other UD defenders trying to come over there and help on the tackle.
You asked the weather next week. 56 degrees a high, 46 is low at Valparaiso, so it'll be about 50 degrees when we get up to the press box. Did we mention no heat? Did I mention that they have
I remember,
heat?
I do have a portable heater.
Yeah, we'll burn it down. That'd be the trouble.
Sounds similar to what we got going on today, and it's fantastic out here right now.
Well, and but it's
here.
October in Valparaiso, that's
here.
Pretty good weather.
It's here,
good.
Tom. It's not in Valparaiso, Indiana.
Maybe the most apt, although they put in new turf, but it used to be one of the most aptly named stadiums in college football, Brown Field.
And the grass was always about 6 inches high.
Yes. Oh, I remember one year working sideline up there. In play, there was a pothole, a hole in the ground. I swear it was almost knee-deep. In play, inbounds.
I think you were working the sideline that one game, and we lost you for about the first quarter because
you went down the hole.
You were in that jungle of that field.
Yep.
And we didn't see you for a while.
The only other place that might, when they had real grass, was Tennessee State.
That was a terrible thing.
Yeah, that was
too.
That.
They
yeah.
put sand in there. As I thought we were going through Pebble Beach or something.
Well,
like
and the press box we had to work out of was not completely enclosed. Chicken wire on the front of it, as I recall. So yeah, that.
Hey, chicken wire could be used for a steel cage match if you're in a illegal promotion or an independent wrestling promotion. Ask Cornette about that.
Yeah, I was about to say, looking at you, Jim Cornette.
He's used chicken wire at Smoky Mountain.
He would never.
Morehead from its own 40-yard line, the right hash, 2nd and 5 after the 5-yard gain by Ryan Up on the jet sweep. In the shotgun, Cravens. Harris is to his right. Play action,
oh,
pass
man.
To the right to Daly, too high, too hard, and threw his hands. They're trying to set up that screen to the right side.
But you have to
blocking in front, but you've got to hold, yeah, you got to come up with it. A pass a bit high, but that's generally a pass that Daly will catch.
I think Lewis, the defensive end on the near side, may have gotten a piece of the ball before it got to the intended receiver as well.
3rd and 5, Morehead from its 40. 7-7 the score, 7:07 left to go. Second quarter. Cravens from the shotgun. Two receivers left, one right. Blitz coming. Pass out to the left. Caught. First down. Tillman across the 45 to the 48-yard line. The cover man, cornerback Jeremy Genozzo with the tackle. And that's a Whitaker Bank first down as Morehead State moves the chains on an 8-yard play. First and 10. Eagles from their 48. Good throw that time by Carter Cravens. Right on the money. Cravens will take a shotgun snap, hand it to Harris, trying to find running room up the middle. Gets hit from behind. That drives him forward out to the 50 for a pickup of 2. There was just no place for him to go. He went to the right, back to his left, and tried to squirt up the middle and did get a small gain, so it's 2nd and 8. Right at the 50-yard line. Cravens has Harris off to his left, 2 wideouts right, 1 to the far side of the field. 4 up front defensively for Dayton. Safety inching up, showing blitz, play action. Cravens to throw with time to the left sideline to Tillman at the 35 far sideline. Too high and incomplete. Covered on the play by Cam Cope, the right corner.
Cravens now 6 of 14, 119 yards, one touchdown, one INT here in the first half.
He's been just a little bit off today with a lot of his throws. Oregon State, third and eight.
A little high or a little hard?
Right at the 50-yard line, Morehead State comes to the line. Wide outs and slots either way. Here comes the Dayton blitz as Cravens retreats in the pocket. Pass out to the right. Caught on a leaping grab by Ryan Up, who's taken out of bounds by the cover man safety Matt Lenti at the 41-yard line. A gain of nine and a first down, Morehead State. A Whitaker Bank first down.
That's such a hard throw. You're throwing across your body. What great arm strength by Cravens.
5.5 to go in the first. Morehead State at the 41 of Dayton in this 7-7 ball game. Harris to the right of Cravens. Wide out right, two left. Four-man rush. Delayed handoff. Harris, he'll bounce it to the right outside. Batter his way down to the 37-yard line.
And he just got a penalty.
Safety Logan Miller made the stop, and then Harris felt the need to say something after a 3-yard or 4-yard run, and Morehead State will get unsportsmanlike. That is a dumb penalty right there.
While we have time, let's step out 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Well, the unsportsmanlike call against Harris, who just had a 4-yard run, backs it up to the Morehead 48-yard line.
He's a junior. He should know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And second and 21 now. You cannot do that. Talking doesn't play the game and doesn't make you any better. Wide out right, two left for Cravens. Back to his left, that's Lewis. Four up front defensively. That's what the Flyers rush. Cravens with a lot of time. Deep
there
to the right
is,
side.
He's
got Daly open at the 15. Makes the catch and out of bounds at the 10. Shoved out of bounds by the cover man, Cam Cope.
Flag and a perfect throw. I hope to God it's not.
Worked out by Cam Cope.
I hope to God it's not another.
It's a 42-yard pickup if it stands. And there's a flag down back at the UD 48.
Is that another personal foul, Tom?
No idea. I was tracking the pass. Yep, personal foul on Morehead State.
Personal foul against running back James Lewis, who's a senior.
Yeah, two.
Oh, for crying out loud, guys.
Your two backs.
Four veterans.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, if I had a freshman back, I swear I think I'd put him in.
And Lewis is holding his hands out like, what did I do? Well, keep your mouth shut.
Now, the play will stand. It was after the play, so dead ball. So the Eagles do get the first down, but then back it up 15 from there.
Yeah, they're going to move it all the way back to the 27, so it was a 40-yard play. That would have taken Morehead State down to the 12, but now they're back at the 27 because of the personal foul. Keep your mouth shut and don't hit after the whistle. Veterans have to be smarter than that. Cravens from the shotgun. Three outside receivers. Hands it to Lewis right up the middle. James gets to the 26 before he's turned back.
Yeah, Harris, Harry.
Six penalties in this first half for Morehead State for 50 yards. And two for 30 yards came in this drive.
Aiden McKinley, outside linebacker, made that stop. 1-yard pickup for Morehead State. Second and nine from the Dayton 26 with 4:22 left to go in the second quarter in this 7-7 contest. Cravens from the shotgun with three outside receivers. Four-man rush, play action. Retreats, looks down the left side. Man open, caught at the 13. Up into the end zone, touchdown. Actually caught at the 5, up where's 13. And Morehead State's on the board. Perfect play, perfect throw, perfect catch. And MSU up 13-7. A bullet pass right into the midsection of Ryan Up, who last week had 10 catches for over 100 yards.
We were just talking about how Carter Craven seemed to be off on his accuracy today. He corrected that right now. Three absolutely beautiful passes on that drive.
26-yard scoring pass sets up the point after. On for Morehead State to try it will be Thomas Schwartz. Snap, placement, boot, all good. And MSU on top, 14-7 over Dayton, 4:08 to go in the second quarter on the Eagle Sports Network.
That's a Kentucky Lottery Lucky 7 touchdown. On your feet, the loudest thing is a Lucky 7
break. Ten play, 65-yard drive. 10 play, 65-yard drive. 3:28.
Really nice throw right there.
Yeah.
We'll get the radio on.
Eagle fans, please direct your attention to the 50-yard line for the final dance clinic performance by Future Eagles and the MSU dance team.
Oh, and we're not getting anything coming back down the line.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
26-yard touchdown pass capping off a 10-play, 65-yard drive for Moorhead State. It went from Carter Cravens to Ryan Up, 3:28 off the clock on the drive. 4:08 to go in the half. MSU up 14-7 over Dayton. Let's go down to the field and Tom.
Coach Rob Tenier came over to his offense, talked to his offensive line first, commended them for the great protection on that last drive, and told them, stay twitchy with your feet. Keep moving. It's very much a run-oriented game right now, and stay twitchy with your feet. And then right after that, walked over to James Lewis, his running back, gently smacked him on the cheek and said, be smart after that personal foul.
Yeah, penalty. And James is not that type of player. He's a fine young man. I had a chance to talk to him.
So you're telling me
last season he's a good guy.
So you're telling me Rob wants him to get twitchy with it?
Exactly.
Okay, just check.
Haynes kicks off for Morehead State, deep and down the far side. Going to be taken by Lockhound near the 1. He's to the 10, to his right, 15, 20, and tripped up right near the 25-yard line. Really nice open field tackle coming from Morehead State's Cairo Reed, the redshirt junior linebacker from Antioch, California.
Timeout on the field, 4:03 left to play in the second quarter. Morehead State up 14-7 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
14-7, Morehead State on top of Dayton with 4:03 left to go in the first half. Morehead State scoring a Kentucky Lottery Lucky Sevens touchdown moments ago. A 26-yard TD pass from Carter Cravens to Ryan Up. And Ryan Up is about as hot as any wide receiver Morehead State's had.
Yeah, last week over 100 yards, got 40 yards already on three catches right now.
Do you hear the stands? Do you think about Hong Kong Phoebe, the cartoon?
I don't, but apparently you do.
I do. Because that's the way, you know, that's how they signal. Tom's probably old enough to remember Hong Kong Phoebe.
Faster than the human eye.
Yeah, Hong Kong. And he was the black gentleman that was on Red Fox. Not Red Fox, but Catman Struthers, I think it was his name.
I think you're right.
Wow, look at this.
Who was also in The Shining.
Yes. We just pull stuff out of our hats.
Tandem receivers either way for Dayton on this first and 10 call for the Flyers from their 25. Cassiola back in the shotgun, back to his right. Morehead State jockeys around on defense. Cassiola gives it up the middle to Davis, who clears the 30-yard line, brought down near the 31, possibly the 32.
Davis carries. Andre Nolan White.
Andre Nolan White playing middle linebacker, made the stop at a gain of 6.
Second and four
for UD. They'll operate from the right hash with 3:41 left to go in the second quarter. Cassiola, wide out in the slot to the right. Same way on the left side, the 2x2 set. Hand off left side, Davis again, trying to push the pile forward with help. Got maybe a couple of yards before he stacked up. A lot of bodies right there, offensively and defensively. Among those there for Morehead State was defensive tackle Paul O'Brien and Jaleel Holmes. Gain of 2 to the 33. And a third down and 2 for Dayton from their 33.
The Flyers are facing an awful lot of third downs in this game.
3 of 7 right now in this game. Flyers from their 33, third and 2. Tight set. The quarterback, Dow, takes the snap and comes around the left corner and pushed out of bounds as he crosses the 40 for a first down. Cooper Krizek. At the 42-yard line, the strong safety made the play for Morehead State defensively. But a nice gain, and they'll move the chains for UD as they earn a first down after a gain of 9. That was quarterback run all the way. Cassiola back in there from his 42, first and 10. 2:30 left to go in the half. Three receivers to the right, a double slot. Davis, the running back, to his right. Tight end left, Morehead State, four down lineman. Hand off left, Davis finds a seam. He's out across the 45 and wrestled down near the 47-yard line. Middle linebacker Keenan Wolf brings him down. Right at the 47 is where they'll mark it, a pickup of 5.
Wolf's 9 tackles, 9th tackle in this first half.
Second and 5 from their 47 for the Flyers. Again, Davis will be the running back next to Cassiola. Three outside receivers to the right of Cassiola. Morehead State showing blitz from the other side. Davis up the middle with a surge to the 50.
Logan Davis, the ball carrier.
Close to the first down. Not quite there, I do believe. Wilson McCraw around the ankles. As they gain 3, it'll be 3rd and 2. Right at the 50. Two wideouts right, Morehead State. Trying to get the right personnel on the field. Moving people around on defense. Ball at the 53rd and 2, Dayton. Morehead State loads up at the line. Now Cassiola may be changing the play. Davis is running back on this 3rd and 2 with a minute to go in the half. Low snap. He had it to Davis. First down inside Morehead territory. He rolls right up the middle to the 44-yard line before he's gang tackled there by Spigner and a whole lot of other MSU defenders. Also there for the Eagles was Jaleel Holmes, as always. A gain of 6 and move the chains for the Flyers. Now they'll mark it back for 45, so officially 5 on that carry. Just power football, but there are 57 seconds left in the half, and Dayton is 45 yards away, Jay. And at some point, you'd have to believe they'd put the ball in the air.
Well, you would think, but this is the University of Dayton, and they're a strong running team. Davis right now has 6 carries for 23 yards.
That was the first timeout taken by the Flyers in the half, leaving them with 2. Again, just 57 seconds to go in the second quarter.
They have 119 yards rushing here in the first half, 157 overall. It's 1st and 10 in the Morehead 45.
Morehead State leads 14-7. Cassiola will will have an empty set with five outside receivers, three to his right and two to his left on this first and 10 from the MSU 45, right near the center of the field. Moorhead with four up front defensively. Shotgun snap. Cassiola the throw to the left. Ball caught inside the 40-yard line. Receiver stopped at the 43-yard line. With that grab was Dominic Rabanek. Clark, redshirt freshman from Louisville. Went to Mayo High School.
Clock stopped. Now he'll run again on the
picked
first
up
down.
12, yep. And down to the 33 it sits. First and 10, Dayton. Again, that five wide receiver set. Cassiola, quarterback draw. Up the middle, a huge hole. He's inside the 25 and down to the 15. Before Cooper Krizek, along with Keenan Wolf, combined to bring him down. They'll mark him officially at the 16.
Krizek just lowered his shoulder and gave him a jolt. Nice quarterback draw, Chuck. Everybody was spread out, took a couple of steps. I don't know if he wanted to pass the football because he kind of went back 3 yards and looked around, and he went right up the middle.
And picked up 17 yards. Flyers in the red zone at the Moorhead 16 with a first and 10 and 37 seconds to go in the half. MSU leads 14-7, but Dayton's in the red zone.
Acerola, four carries, 36 yards.
Yeah, that was a designed run all the way there. And a good call, really.
Yeah. Well, you have to have good blocking to get that call. And he had a big, huge hole to run up the middle.
Flyers out there at the line, the 16-yard line of Moorhead State. Davis, the running back, to the right of Cassiola, the quarterback. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Cassiola takes the snap. Back to the pocket he goes. Pass to the 6-yard line. Caught there by the tight end, who made a grab in traffic.
Now you can clock it.
And that was Derek Willits. It's the first down at the 5 on the 12-yard pickup. He'll fake the ball at the 5-yard line, and I think Moorhead State just
intercepted.
They got to the line quickly and faked that they were going to spike the ball into the turf, and with the interception is Caleb Lyons from Moorhead State, the deep left corner of the end zone. That pass was intended again for Dominic Rabanek, but Moorhead State with its second turnover of the day defensively, forcing a second turnover, and they'll take over with 22 seconds to go after the touchback at the 20-yard line, their own 20, first and 10. What a time for that pickoff.
Well, you
by got Lyons. He has both this season for the Moorhead State defense.
He had one timeout remaining. He got a little cute. Try to do like Dan Marino did in the NFL a long time ago. Now Moorhead State's just going to take a knee and get to the locker room.
Victory formation. Cravens takes the snap, drops back a knee, and the half will end. Moorhead State will take the lead to the locker room. Your score at the break. Moorhead State 7, or rather 14, Dayton 7. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowland counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local?
When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit KYLottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Morehead State leads at halftime over Dayton at Jane Stadium in this PFL battle, 14-7. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis. Nice first half, especially by that Morehead State defense, Jay, and good to take the lead.
Yeah. Morehead State held them out of the end zone late, getting a turnover, got two turnovers. We talked about the lack of turnovers with Dayton's SID, the fact that we're used to getting more turnovers at this point of the season. But we'll take them. Morehead State's offense has been pretty solid in this first half, and Morehead State's up 14-7. And I'll take a look after I sneeze. Okay, the scoring. Of course, these numbers are presented by Whitaker Bank. Now we present by the numbers of Whitaker Bank. 14-7, Morehead State on top of Dayton. 9:06 left to play, first quarter. Carter Cravens threw a 53-yard pass a point after by Thomas Swartz was good. 7-0 Morehead State. That capped four plays, 74-yard drive that took 1:26 off the clock. Dayton then came back and tied the contest. Luke Hansen on a 6-yard run. Sam Webster kicked the point after. 5:28 off the clock on that drive. 11 plays, 71 yards, and it was 7-7. And then Morehead State took the lead for good in the first half with 4:08 left to play. Brian up on a 26-yard pass from Carter Cravens. Thomas Swartz kicked the point after. 10 play, 65-yard drive, 3:28 off the clock, 14-7 at that time. And then towards the end, Dayton was driving, and it ended up being a turnover as Morehead State picked off the pass. Let's see. I always want to check one thing on the defensive side. Keenan Wolf already with 11 tackles in that first half.
Jimmy Don, Subway.
So Wolf's doing an excellent job on the defensive side for Morehead State. James Lewis, 6 carries, 10 yards in the first half, the leading rusher for Morehead State. Michael Neal, 13 carries, 46 yards, the leading rusher for Dayton. Dayton, passing-wise, 18 of 12, 1 interception, 62 yards, no touchdowns. Morehead State, Carter Cravens, 9 of 17, 2 touchdowns, 1 INT, 194 yards. Kyle up, 3 catches to lead Morehead State.
I mean, where?
Gavin Lockle and Luke Brenner with 2 catches apiece to lead the Flyers. So it is 14-7 here at the break. Morehead State leading the University of Dayton. We'll come back after this with our MSU halftime feature here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, You do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Paul Hitchcock, and our guest is Hallie Adams, a junior at Morehead State University and managing editor of The Trailblazer. The official student newspaper of Morehead State University operates within the Department of Communication, Media, and Leadership Studies. So, Hallie, tell us more about The Trailblazer.
Not only does it cover the Morehead area, it tries to cover counties outside of Round County. So sometimes we'll go talk about events that happen in Fleming County and some events that may happen, like in Sandy Hook, for example. There's some events that happen there.
So you are the managing editor of the Trailblazer. What's your role?
I will be keeping kind of like everybody organized. I will be reading over stories whenever staffers come in with their news of the week. I'll be reading over their stories. So I'll be in charge if somebody wants to make like an audio feature. I think I'll have to review that, maybe upload it to our Spotify account, upload it to YouTube, things like that.
So it's a newspaper, but not your traditional newspaper in the sense of a paper edition. It's totally online.
Right. We're wanting to try and expand back into the multimedia side of things. So with the pandemic kind of in effect, we kind of had a dwindle on staffers. But now that the restrictions have been lifted and the pandemic has kind of closed its chapter, we're trying to get back to the number of staffers that we had before, but also make it into a multimedia type segment. So some people may write a story and take photos with it. Some people may make an audio feature and have a story with it. Some people may just have a 2-minute long video that has music underneath of it and have an interview segment like that.
Well, you touched on it right there. What are some of the opportunities for students at the Trailblazer?
That's a good question. So some of the opportunities, like, for example, I did a internship through the KCTM, the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, and I did an audio series with former MSU student Kendall Potter about a bluegrass professional named Bill Clifton. And I even got to go down to his hometown in Virginia and just made a connection with him and also AP Carter's granddaughter, Rita Forrester. So I think opportunities like the Trailblazer help students get ready for the workforce outside of college. It prepares you for any type of situation. Trying to make it a multimedia news source helps people cover, okay, if we need a photographer, you know, I have my hands-on experience with a camera. I know how to work Photoshop, caption photos, things like that. Helps you also write for not only just print, but also broadcasting, because when you're having to write for audio, it's different from print. And I don't think a lot of people understand the difference between it, but having that underneath your belt is something a lot of people will need if they're wanting to go into this field after they graduate.
And being a non-traditional newspaper, totally online, you can post stories anytime.
They try to space out the stories per week, so that way they have 2 stories per day. So that way during like the semesters, everybody gets a chance at their own spotlight for their page to be like, hey, my story's big, the big giant picture on the website. That's what I did. That's my work.
The Trailblazer is online. What's the website?
So it's www.thetrailblazer.net. And we're big on Facebook, so you can look us up at The Trailblazer as well.
This has been Morehead State Today, and our guest has been Hallie Adams, a junior at Morehead State University and managing editor of The Trailblazer, MSU's online newspaper. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of Morehead State Public Radio. More information on Morehead State University can be found online at moreheadstate.edu.
Bank is
dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Welcome back.
Check. There we go. Welcome back to Jane Stadium. Morehead State leading 14-7 over the Dayton Flyers. Taking a look at the VFL scoreboard. It is Columbia over Marist in a non-conference game, 16-0. Stetson and Presbyterian tied up at 14-all, and that's in the late stages of the second quarter. St. Thomas over Butler, 10-3. Butler 4-1 going into that contest. St. Thomas is 3-2. And it's Drake leading Valparaiso 7-0. And that is in the second quarter. Of course, Morehead State will be at Valparaiso, Indiana next week. They can take on the Crusaders, 2 o'clock Eastern time. Kickoff will be on the air at 1:30 here on the ESN. First half numbers, Morehead State with 8 first downs, Dayton with 12, Morehead State 28 offensive plays, 209 yards, while Dayton has 41 offensive plays, 197 yards. Time of possession, Dayton with 20 minutes and 24 seconds, Morehead State with 9 minutes and 36 seconds. 14-7, Morehead State leading Dayton here at the half. Trying to check and see. We see Coach Jenner down on the field. So just waiting on our man Tom Lewis to get down here to do the halftime interview. 1, 2. Michael Neal, 13 carries, 46 yards for Dayton. James Lewis, 6 carries for 10 yards for Morehead State. Morehead State passing 9 of 17 from Carter Cravens. Two touchdowns, one interception, and 194 yards. Tom Lewis is approaching Coach Tenure, and take it away, Tom.
All right, thanks, Jason. Here with Coach Rob Tenure, 14-7 halftime score. Kind of game I guess you'd expect against your arch rival. A couple of key turnovers that stopped them right on the doorstep.
Yeah, and you know, we had two giveaways as well. We're a couple pass completions away from being up two touchdowns. Defense hung in there, played some really good defense, doing a good job on third downs for the most part. And we got to take care of the football here, and we got to play good team football the second half. This third quarter is going to be really important for us. That's where we've slacked a little bit in our two conference losses, so it's going to be important how we start.
Body language, just watching you on the sideline. Everybody seems calm, confident.
I like that right now, and that's what we kind of talked about this week. Be confident in what we're doing and hang in there. They're going to make plays, and we've got to respond and keep our and have some composure, and that's going to allow us to finish in the fourth quarter.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
Back upstairs.
All right. Thank you, Tom. At the half, it is 4-8 State 14, Dayton 7. We'll come back with the second half after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scrupulous salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at linexofmoorhead.com.
We're at Jane Stadium. Moorhead State leads in this Pioneer Football League battle over Dayton 14-7. We've got some time, Jay, I think, to talk a little bit about some of the keys for Moorhead State going into the second half. I think, yeah, absolutely. I don't know how much more you can ask from your defense in this ball game. You've got to, I think, boost your time of possession and get them off the field so that in the fourth quarter they're not worn down.
Well, you got two players almost with double-figure tackles. Wolf already with 11 tackles, Holmes with 8 tackles, and Kresek with 5. So, they've done their job. The defense has done its job holding Dayton to 7 offensively. You're going to have to put some numbers on the board in the second half. Dayton's had the football 20 minutes and 24 seconds, and Moorhead State 9 minutes and 36 seconds. That's just asking too much from your defense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 15 yards rushing in the first half, you should have that perhaps on the first series. But, you know, things can change as we talk about from half to half, and both teams have made some adjustments you have to know, so we'll see how things develop. But Moorhead State with two big red zone stops, both around the 5-yard line, to preserve that lead.
Moorhead State had 8 yards in the first quarter rushing, 7 in the second for their 15 yards.
Wow.
And didn't Lewis have like 4 of the 8 on that first drive as he ran 2 plays to the left off tackle the first series of the game?
Have you noticed, though, that Carter Cravens has not been carrying the football very much here thus far? I mean, Cravens is an outstanding rusher in his own right, came into this game, as I look at the numbers, with 164 yards on the ground, averaging 4.8 yards per carry. And Cravens with only one carry thus far in the ball game, and that's indicative of that hip flexor problem that we were told that he's been dealing with throughout this last week.
At least he didn't force the issue. I mean, sometimes you can tell a player not to run the football, and they're going to run it no matter what. But I just like the fact that that he's listened to his team, but somebody's going to have to step up in that running game because you got your starting running back out. He, as in your quarterback, can't run, so it's a hard situation for Rob Tenure.
Moorhead State kicks off, line drive kick, bouncing at the 5-yard line right to the goal line where it's picked up there by Luke Brenner. Brenner to his left out to the 20-yard line in a big collision as he gets out to about the 23. Cairo Reed among the 4 Moorhead State defenders there, along with Andre Nolan White. And Moorhead State will see Dayton take over to start the third quarter at its own 24-yard line, first and 10, 24-yard return for Luke Brenner. Wide receivers left and right, Cassiola in the pistol. Behind him is
running back Michael Neal. Morehead State with five up front defensively. Wide receiver motions from the right. Up the gut, Neal. Hit by Holmes before he can get to the line. Stood up and taken backwards and down.
How good has the Morehead State defense been the last three series for Dayton? Fumble, turn it over on downs, and interception. So Morehead State has really done the job, especially in the second quarter.
No game, second and 10, Flyers from their 24. Two receivers right, one left for Cassiola. Morehead State rushing four as Cassiola retreats to throw. Down the middle, Lockout makes the catch at the 25. Hammered down right there by a strong safety, Cooper Krizek, who was waiting for him.
Incomplete.
They're going to say he dropped it. It's incomplete. Krizek really laid the shoulder pad to him.
Isn't that Wolf?
He'll pass the fence by Keenan Wolf.
Keenan Wolf, excuse me, yes. Well, I tell you what, that was a heck of a hit by Wolf.
As we said, 11 tackles in the first half. He knows where the football's going, it seemed like.
Third down, 10. Flyers will send three wideouts to the right, back to the right of the quarterback, Cassiola. Wideout left as he goes back again to throw. Dump off on the screen, and back at the 10-yard line, Neal is absolutely decked on the play by the animal defensive end, Luke Bauer, who was right there to meet him when he turned to go up the field. And a loss on the play of two, back to the 22. It's fourth and 12, Dayton. Boy, Luke Bauer did a nice job of sniffing that play out.
Fourth down and 12.
Ryan up, back for the anticipated Dayton punt from Logan Forkham. Dayton from its 22, fourth and 12. Forkham stands at his 9 to take the punt snap.
Just punted the ball one time in the first half, 36 yards.
Logan Forkham.
Very long count. Rugby-style kick down the near side of the field, end over end. It will hit at about the 48-yard line, bounce off a Flyer player, and ricochet back out of bounds near about the 50, and that's where Morehead State takes over first and 10 after the 28-yard punt. Eli Kirk, a redshirt freshman defensive back from Milford, Ohio, didn't know where the ball was, and the ball actually hit him in the back of the leg at the Morehead 48 and went out of bounds back at the 50.
Morehead State dodged a break there. Could have been a bad situation for Morehead State.
Lewis, the running back, to the left of Cravens, who has three outside receivers, two right, one left from the 50, first and 10. On the right slots, coming in motion, is the tight end, Cohen. Play action pass to the left behind the intended receiver, Tillman, who didn't know it was coming and never turned around for the ball. Cam Cope, the right corner, was on the coverage, and he was hunting the football. Unfortunately, didn't come up with it. Incomplete.
Morehead State lucky on that one because the ball was thrown out. Could have easily been picked up.
And that may have been a pick six. Second and 10 from right at midfield for Morehead. Tight end left, wide out left. Two receivers out to the right on second and 10. Lewis in the backfield next to Cravens. Four-man Dayton rush. Cravens from the pocket. Gets it over the middle. Caught by Up. He's to the 40-yard line and steps out of bounds at the left sideline at the 39 for a first down. A Whitaker Bank first down forced out by safety Matt Lenti.
Morehead State's ninth first down of this game.
11 yards on that gainer. First and 10, Morehead State from the 39 of the Flyers. Tandem receivers to the left, a solo out to the right. Tight end in the backfield in the slot. Pass out to the right, wide open. Kyle Daly trying to elude a tackler. Breaks free, but loses yardage in the process. Back to the 33 after the catch. But Morehead State will get a short gain out of it. About six.
Cravens now 11 of 20.
Make it five back to the 34.
210 yards in this game. Two touchdowns.
MSU at the Dayton 34-yard line, second and five. Almost kind of using the pass like a running game in that situation. Three receivers right, one left. Tight end motions from the right slot. Cohen.
There's Cravens
on the keeper through right guard. He's inside the 30, 25, and down to about the 22-yard line. Did he pitch it late?
Yeah.
He did. He pitched it to Kyle Daly, who caught it and was knocked out of bounds near the 22.
That was dangerous.
Kyle Daly.
He was going down, and he just kind of pitched it out there. There was some traffic, but Daly did a nice job of getting the football and a first down for Morehead State.
Another Whitaker Bank first down. The ball moves up the field 11 yards, and Morehead State with a fresh set of fourth and 23 of the Flyers. Lewis to the right of Cravens, who's in the shotgun. Dayton blitzing, handoff left. Lewis finds a seam. He's inside the 20. Stiff arms his way to the 15. Cuts back to his right, to the 10, to the 5. Battling, goal line! Touchdown, Morehead State! James Lewis, a tremendous effort there. 23 yards on the scoring run, and Morehead State leads 20-7 with 11:33 left to go in the third.
All loose. 7 carries, 33 yards on the afternoon, and that is a big touchdown.
Tell you what, that was a determined run by James Lewis. On to try the point after kick is Thomas Schwartz, the fifth, the redshirt freshman. Kip Warren will hold. Snap, placement down, kick is away. He's got the distance and the accuracy, and it's now 21-7 Morehead State over Dayton. 11:33 to go in the third quarter. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
High play, 50-yard drive for Morehead State, ending with a 23-yard touchdown run by James Lewis. A minute 56 off the clock on the drive. Another Kentucky Lottery lucky sevens touchdown for Morehead State. 21-7, the Eagles on top with 11:33 to go in the third quarter.
Columbia leading Marist 16-0 in PFL action. That's a non-conference game. Presbyterian Stetson tied up at 14-14 in the third quarter. It is St. Thomas over Butler 10-3, and that also in the third quarter. And Drake leading Valparaiso 7-0. That's a big game up at St. Thomas. Butler 4-1, St. Thomas 3-2. Of course, Davidson, I think, is off this week. And they may be the best team in the PFL.
Braden Haynes will kick off for Morehead State. Blacko and Neal back for Dayton. On opposite sides of the field near the 5-yard line. 21-7, Morehead State on top. And what's happened here? The official stopping play momentarily, now retreating back to the sideline.
Back to the Flyers, number 12, Evan Rocco. Number 42, Michael Neal.
Good crowd on hand today as Haynes boots it with the right foot from the 35. Far side of the field, near the sideline, Lockout takes the catch at the 10-yard line, up to the 20, finding running room. He's out to the 30, breaking free, and across the 40-yard line to the 43-yard line, Matthew McClellan, with help from the kicker Haynes, combined to save a touchdown, because if he gets through those two guys, he's to the house.
Good play, or good return for Dayton.
Approximately 34 yards.
A lot of confidence, a lot of enthusiasm on the Morehead State sideline right now as James Lewis came off the field after that last touchdown run. One of the first to meet him was his injured teammate, Caleb Ramsour. You know, foot boot, walking boot, but as excited as he possibly could be.
Shotgun snap, Cassiola on first down, wanting to go deep to the right side to Brenner. Nearly picked off at the 25-yard line by the Rover. Zane Porter, who is stride for stride with Brenner, as Dayton tries to go deep on first down and comes up empty.
Second down.
Second and 10 Flyers. Cassiola has thrown 3 interceptions this year. He's in the pistol with Neal behind him on second and 10 from his 43. Fakes, rolls right to throw it. Caught at the 50-yard line. Swanson the catch. Joey Swanson. right at the 50, brought down there after the 7-yard play, and it's 3rd and 3.
Cassiola now 9 of 15, 55 yards, 1 INT in this game.
3rd and 3, Flyers right at midfield. And they'll bring in Cole Dow, who is a decent thrower but a better runner, and he'll be the quarterback. Wide out to the right, Swanson. They'll have three receivers out toward the left side for Dow. Neal is to his left. Morehead State with four up front defensively. Coming with the blitz, Neal. Off the left side. Going to be hit, dropped in the line of scrimmage. Paul O'Brien, the nose guard, nailed him right at the line. No gain. Right at the 50, it'll be 4th and 3. And right now, it looks like they're leaving their offense out there. That's a surprise this early in the ballgame. Still 10-12 to go in the third. 21-7, Morehead State in front.
They try to draw them off.
That may be the way they do it. Let's see. Dow is back in the shotgun. Neal to his left. Brenner motions from left to right. Sets up in the slot.
He's going to punt it.
They're going to quick kick it as Dow takes the snap. Knuckleballing punt. No one downfield for Morehead State. The ball hits at the 13, rolls backward and toward the near side, and goes out of bounds at the MSU 15.
Second team we've seen do that this year, Chuck.
We were told by Dayton Sports Information Director before the game that Dow is their emergency punter, so that's something that's in his repertoire anyway.
35-yard punt. Morehead State has it from its 15-yard line. 1st and 10 as we return. 21-7, the Eagles lead Dayton. 9:49 to go in the third on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hardee's two for $5 mix and match breakfast make goodness into your morning. Pick any two handcrafted favorites for only $5. Choose a made-from-scratch biscuit stacked with sausage and egg, biscuit and gravy, or a country fried steak biscuit. With Hardee's 2-for-5 mix-and-match breakfast, you get double the breakfast goodness for just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only, tax not included. Price and participation may vary.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's 4th largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowland County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Not do it. 9:49 to go in the third quarter. Morehead State 21, Dayton 7. The Eagle defense with another stop. And after a UD punt, Morehead State from its 15-yard line, right to left with a 1st and 10.
Morehead State, as we mentioned, defensively has played pretty good this to the game. UD is averaging 4.4 yards per rush, 6.7 yards per completion. Morehead State not been in the red zone yet today, but they're still up 21-7. Time of possession, Dayton still has that edge. 23 minutes and 39 seconds compared to Morehead State's 11:32. And that's the numbers presented by Whitaker Bank.
Lewis, who scored a touchdown on his last carry in the backfield next to Cravens, he's off to his left. Tandem receivers left, tight end motions left to right, wide out right. Blitz coming, handoff right side. Lewis puts his head down, pushes the pile out to the 18-yard line. Still moving forward. The little guy won't give up easy. Got some help from some of his offensive linemen who pushed him up to about the 19-yard line before he's finally stopped. One thing about James Lewis, he does not go down generally on first contact. 2nd and 6 MSU from its 19. Tandem receivers either way. Lewis a call, right up the middle he goes, spins his way forward across the 20 for short yardage out to about the 21. Brought down by defensive tackle Nate Hess. MSU will face a 3rd down and 4 from its 21-yard line.
They bring Mikey Armour in, take one of the tight ends out.
Trayvon Clint is split right, 3 other receivers to the near side, among them Armour. Lewis remains in the backfield to the left of Cravens. four-man line. In motion from left to right is up. Back to throw, Cravens. Steps up. Crossing route at the 25. Caught by up. He's to the 35, 40. And finally, double-teamed and brought down. The lead tackler, free safety, Cole Hildebrand, but Morehead State with a Whitaker Bank first down out of the 41-yard line.
20 yards, and Cooper now 12 of 21 for 230 yards in this game.
From there, 41 to Eagles, first and 10 as Craven retreats into the shotgun. Blitz coming right up the middle. They give it to Lewis. Lewis trying to push the pile again, not much running room. Looks like he got out to about the 42 before he stacked up. Gain of one.
Nathan Arthur, redshirt senior linebacker, on what looked like a run blitz off of the far corner, and he came through untouched to lead that stop.
Second and nine, MSU from its 42 near the center of the field. Again, they're blitzing as Cravens back to throw. Pass left, caught up near the sideline. Takes it out of bounds at the 49 with help as he was shoved out of bounds by the cover man, safety Logan Miller. Morehead State picks up about seven. And they'll be in a third down situation and two from their own 49-yard line.
Morehead State this afternoon, 3 of 6 in third down conversions. Craven came all the way over to the sideline to get the play this time.
Yep, and now he'll leave the sideline and head coach Rob Tenure and go to the huddle.
But I have to hurry. He has 10 seconds on the play clock.
They'll rush to the line. Double slot right, wideouts left and right. Hand off Lewis up the middle. James hit from behind, got to the 50, short of the first down. Coming around from the right side of that Dayton defense was quarterback Cam Cope, who was blitzing, and only a yard on the play. It's fourth and one, and it looks like Morehead State will play it safe and send out the punter, Kip Warren. Cope will go deep for UD.
Kip Warren in punt formation.
Very long count.
Back for the Flyers.
Finally, there's the snap. No rush. Punt is away. Spinner, Cope, waits for it right at the 10. Brings it to his left. Looking for a block. Got one. Open field, 30. Hit near the 29-yard line, just before the 30-yard line. Good open field stop right there by Harrison Cohen. Starting tight end for Morehead State. Pretty good return of about 19 yards on a 40-yard punt.
These possessions are getting fewer and fewer. So if you're Dayton, I think you want to put together a scoring drive now. Timeout on the field, 6:14 left to play in the third quarter. Morehead State 21, Dayton 7 here on the ESN.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Well, Morehead State leads 21-7 over Dayton. 6:14 to go in this third quarter of play. While we have a moment, let's pause for 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
Well, they say that Cope's forward progress on that punt return was to the 30-yard line. Neither Jay or I thought that was the case, but the officials did, and their opinion counts a lot more than ours. So that's where Dayton takes over its own 30, first and 10 to move left to right. 20-yard punt return, in essence. Flyers will have Cassiola in there at quarterback. Davis is the running back. Wideouts either way in a slot to the left. Morehead State blitzing. Handoff to Davis off the right side. And gets across the 35-yard line before he's wrestled down near the 37-yard line by strong safety Cooper Krizek. Gain of 7. Second and 3. Cassiola works from the shotgun. Now Davis sets up behind him. It's a pistol set with 3 outside receivers, 2 left, 1 right. Right outside receiver motions. He's open in the flat, but the ball is tipped by Zane Porter, who is coming off the right corner on a late blitz. And Porter breaks up the pass. He had Swanson out in that far flat all by himself, but Porter with a nice leaping play to deflect that ball. And now it's third down for the Flyers, and they'll be third and 3 at the 37, their own 37.
Second pass breakup by Porter this afternoon. He also chipped in with 4 tackles.
Flyers will have Cassiola under center. 1 set back, Davis. Wideouts either way, slot left. Play action, Cassiola to throw. Flushed out of the pocket, looking for running room. Got away somehow, and he's going to be spilled back at the 34-yard line on the sack. And credit Luciano Capora Ellis, the redshirt freshman defensive back from Woodstock, Georgia, with that tackle. Loss of 3 back to the 34. It'll be 4th and 6 Flyers, and they send on the punt team.
At the 34, it'll be 4th down and
that's Logan Forkham.
Only 2 punts this afternoon.
Whose name I make sure I say extremely slowly. Deep for Morehead State, Ryan up at the Eagle 29-yard line.
Oh,
rugby style kick. Oh, a fake around the left corner, and he's going to be wrestled down short of the sticks near the 39-yard line.
What was he thinking?
And that, again, was the Morehead State defense making a huge play, and making that tackle was Alex Herrera, the redshirt freshman defensive back from San Jacinto, California. And they stop him at the 38-yard line, 2 yards shy of the necessary yardage for the first down. Picked up 4, but needed 6.
Now, I didn't see the huge hole to the left side as he tucked it and ran. I don't know.
Herrera with a big play.
I've never seen defensive coordinator Andrew Strobel move so fast in my life. He was on his knee in front of his defense getting ready to talk and heard about the fake, jumped up, ran about 20 yards in 1 second to make sure that they did not succeed on that fake.
Tom, 1 second.
I kid you not.
First and 10 Eagles from their 38, or the 38 of the Flyers. Pass out of the left flat to James Lewis, who rumbles inside the 35 near sideline and got down close to the 32 before the free safety Cole Hildebrand brings him down. They're going to mark him out of bounds, actually, at the 30, a gain of 8. A little more than I thought he did. Second and 2, MSU from the 30 of the Flyers.
Seems like after the penalty he got, he's woke up a little bit, Lewis has.
A back on either side, Carter Craven sends up from the left slot in motion. Takes the high snap, and we get a whistle, and the play is blown dead. Lewis knocked down by Sam Shadak, the defensive tackle, after the whistle, but no flag. There is a flag down, I think, on the far side. False start against Morehead State will cost the Eagles 5 and move it back to the 35-yard line.
Guys, on that last series, Dayton was blitzing a lot off of the edge. If that happens again this time, look for Morehead State to try to exploit that a little bit.
MSU will be 2nd down and 7 from the Dayton 35 after the penalty. 4:03 left to go in the third quarter. MSU up 21-7. Tandem receivers left. 1 out to the right. Back to his right. That's Harris motioning to tight end Cohen. Fake pass left to Tillman behind him. He wasn't looking for it. Incomplete. Up was out in front of Tillman trying to block, and Tillman never turned around for the ball. He was going up the field too.
Second time that communication has not been there. Same pass pattern.
All right, third down here, 3rd and 7, Morehead State. They'll send in Xavier Rawls to work at wide receiver. Up and Daly are out to the right.
13th time Morehead State has had a 3rd down play.
Harris and Lewis in the backfield flanking Cravens as he looks at a possible blitz on this third and long. Takes the snap in a four-man rush. Pocket collapsing. Pass out to the right side. Off the hands of a wide-open James Lewis at the 32-yard line at the far side of the field. That pass was right there. James just couldn't hang on to it.
He has to have that, though. It was on his fingertips.
Looked like he had his hands in a bad position from here, Jay.
Looks like Cravens hit him in a bad position, right in the hands.
Looks like Cravens is staying on the field as well.
Fourth and seven. They're at the 35 of Dayton, so going for it here is probably a pretty good idea.
Pooch punt.
3:47 to go in the third. Moorhead up by 14 as Cravens backs up in the shotgun. Lewis to his right side. Bradley West, left slot, in motion. Back to throw. Cravens steps up in the pocket. He's going to run. He's to the 30. First down, 25, and down to the 24.
I like that play.
Cam Cope out of the secondary brought him down at the 24, a gain of 11. A Whitaker Bank first down at the 24 of the Flyers.
Fourth carry, 32 yards, and two of those plays have been quarterback draws.
MSU quickly to the line with a 2x2 set. Cravens takes the shotgun snap, sweep to the right. Lewis cuts it to the inside the 20 and down to the 16 before he's bashed down by free safety Cole Hildebrand.
He may still be down.
Right. Yeah.
Cole Hildebrand. Wow, that was a hit.
Sure was. He was upright for a split second, then down the next.
He's tough. He's going to come off the field in his own power, but they're going to have to go over certain situations. Where you at? Home. No, you're not.
8-yard run by Lewis. Brings up a second and two at the 16 of the Flyers. Chance Harris comes in to work at running back and replacing Lewis. Cravens will have three wide receivers to the left and one out to the right. Daly is the solo receiver to the right. Dayton with four down linemen. Cravens takes the snap. Pass out to the right. Daly at the 10. The catch. Tries to turn it to the inside. Then double teamed and brought down there. And it looks like Morehead State will have another Whitaker Bank first down, and let's see where they spot the ball.
Right at the 10.
Right at the 10, so it'll be first and goal from there after the 6-yard pass play.
Morehead State in the red zone.
At the 10.
MSU hustles back to the line again. 2:22 left to go in the third. They're up by 14.
First time today they've been in the red zone.
Daly from the left slot motions. Harris in the backfield next to Cravens. Chance takes it off the right side, tries to cut it back to his left. Short yardage on the play, maybe two or three. Looks like he got two to the 8-yard line. Second and goal from there. Harris remains in the backfield as the running back for Cravens, who's in the shotgun. Morehead State, two wide outs to the left, up motions though. Back to throw, Carter Cravens. Back of the end zone, going to be caught by Daly. Oh, just out of bounds across that back boundary line. He had both feet out. You just need to get one in college football. Daly made a good catch, but he was out of bounds. So it's an incomplete. He was open.
Yeah, the referee was right there. So. Little arguments you can make. And we can make little arguments all the time.
And we can make big ones, too, on occasion.
That's true.
Third and goal from the 8. Morehead State will have three receivers to the near side, bunched up. Daly to the right, and I think Morehead State will take its first time out of the second half with 1:29 to go in the third to make sure they have the right play. We'll keep it here. 21-7, the Eagles lead.
Morehead State, 329 total offensive yards, Chuck, through almost three quarters. Dayton with 210. Morehead State, 251 yards rushing and 78 now passing. Only had 15 at the half, so they've worked on that rushing yardage here in the second half, and it's paid off pretty good.
Carter Cravens, we talked about, he's been dealing with a hip flexor problem, but a big 11-yard run by him out of a quarterback draw to get Morehead State a first down and move the chains. And he's just picking his spots when he runs. And
yeah, 3 carries, 21 yards. But anytime you get 7 yards per carry, I'll take it.
Sure. Harris, the running back, next to Cravens, who's in the shotgun. Harris is to his left. Trips left, not too far outside the left tackle. Daly wide to the right. Third and goal from the Dayton 8 for MSU. A lot in the box for Dayton. Blitz coming. Cravens back to throw. Steps up. Rolls right. Pressure coming. Toward the sideline he goes. Toward the end zone. Diving catch drive by Mikey Armour. But he'll be out of bounds. He did grab it, but he was well out of bounds on the far side of the field. Cravens. So Morehead State with an incompletion, and that brings out the field goal unit.
Cravens got grilled as soon as he got the football off. He went over in the Dayton sidelines.
Mike linebacker Nathan Armour was chasing him as he released the pass and decked him. So this will be a field goal try from about the 15-yard line, a 25-yard attempt for Morehead State's Thomas Schwartz, the redshirt freshman. So we'll have to draw it a bit back to his left out of the hold of Kip Warren. Morehead State leads 21-7, minute 22 to go in the third quarter. High snap, placement down though. Kick is away and somehow it went through. The line drive shot's good. 25-yard field goal by Thomas Schwartz adds to Morehead State's lead. 1:17 to go in the third. 24-7. Morehead State leads Dayton. Now the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing-A Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Hidden Mills 18th Annual Feed Day Sale is October the 6th through the 14th at all 6 locations. Save $1 per bag on Hinton Mills branded feeds, made fresh with local ingredients. Save $5 per tub and 10% off on select minerals. Automatic cattle waterers are 10% off. Save on a wide range of bunks, bale feeders, and mineral feeders. Check out our Antler Builder branded products and farm essentials like cover crop wheat, rock salt, antifreeze, and propane. Come and save during Hinton Mills Feed Days, October the 6th through the 14th. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Morehead State kicks off. It's brought back out to about the 28-yard line by Laco. And, yeah, there's a flag down on the play. Morehead State using Braden Haynes to kick off for the injured Nathan Hazlett. And this penalty looks like it's going against the Flyers. The flag is at the 38-yard line, or what? Yeah, 34-yard line of Morehead State.
Well, that's 39. So, mark it back.
What was the call?
I don't know. I was talking. But it's going to put him back at about the 14-yard line.
Tom, did you see the call or hear it?
I did not, Chuck. I'm down by the Morehead State offensive bench right now.
So an illegal block is likely the call. And Dayton from its 14 left to right, first and 10. 1:11 to go in the third quarter.
10 play, 30 yards, 3:35 on that last scoring drive by Morehead State.
Ending with the field goal. Empty set, 5 outside receivers. Cassiola back to throw, steps up with time. Gets it to Brenner at the 15-yard line. Dropped immediately by Keenan Wolf, the middle linebacker, as he crossed the 15.
Tackle number 12 for Wolf. He's had a pretty solid game, Chuck. When you say 12 tackles, 2 solos, 1 pass breakup.
Solid open field stop right there holds Dayton to a 2-yard gain at 2nd down and 8 from their 16 for the Flyers. Inside a minute to go in the third.
And you're going to have Wolf, Holmes, and Krizek, your first 3 tacklers. You've done pretty good.
Neal, the handoff off the right side. Huge hole. He's across the 20 with a first down. Spilled as he crossed the 25-yard line. Luciano Corpora Ellis out of the secondary with a stop at the 27. A gain of 11 moved the chains for the Flyers.
That's another name you've called a few times today.
Yeah, he's made some nice stops. 17 seconds to go in the third. Dayton hustles to the line with a 3 outside receiver set. Back to throw, Cassiola on first and 10. Out toward the left flat. Got it to a man there. Wolf, another tackle out at the 35-yard line. That was Davis, the running back, who is set up as a wide receiver. Good gain on the play, about 8 yards. And that will end the third quarter of action at James Stadium. We'll head to the fourth here in Moorhead. MSU on top of Dayton 24-7 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The fall season is here, and prices are falling at Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include USDA T-bone steak is only $7.99 a pound. The large 52-ounce carton of Florida's National Orange and Grapefruit Juice is two for just $7. And the 5-pound bag of Our Family Flour is only $2.49. Falling prices at Allen's IGA downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. As an assistant Commonwealth attorney for 7 years, I prosecuted the majority of the child sex abuse cases in this circuit. I received a national award from the American Bar Association for important law-related work for this country's children. I'm an advocate for your family. Please vote for me, Beth Mays, on November 7th, so I may continue to work hard for your children and your families. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, Circuit Judge John T. Lane, Treasurer.
Well, we'll start the fourth quarter. Dayton, after the 8-yard gain to end the third, will be at its own 35-yard line with a second down and 2.
Well, we look at presented by the numbers from Whitaker Bank. Moorhead State with 24-7 lead, 14 first downs, 13 for Dayton. Moorhead State with 48 plays, 329 yards. Dayton 54 plays, 231 yards. Time of possession, Dayton's had it 26-18. Moorhead State 18-42. And that's by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
Well, Moorhead State, if it can get the football back and eat up some clock, could make it very, very tough on Dayton to make a comeback in this ball game. This is a big drive right here for the Flyers, I think, Jay.
Something that we've never hardly ever seen is the fact that Dayton's having trouble putting points on the board. Columbia beats Marist 16-0. That's a final. Presbyterian leading Stetson in the fourth quarter 17-14. St. Thomas 17, Butler 3 in the fourth quarter, and Drake over Valparaiso 7-0. Valparaiso with the ball, and that's late in the second quarter, almost halftime. And we'll be at beautiful Brown Field next week. Valparaiso, Indiana, as Moorhead State takes on the Crusaders for a PFL matchup. 2 o'clock will be kickoff time, airtime about 1:30. And we hope to get the game over with by 3 or 4 o'clock.
The Beacons.
Yeah. The Beacons, I know.
Beat the Beacons.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Trying to see if anybody catches.
Just making sure we're staying on our toes, right?
I don't care. I don't care what their nickname is.
Second and 2 from their 35 for the Flyers. Here to start the fourth quarter, they're down to Moorhead State by 17. Back to either side of the quarterback, Dante Cassiola. Two receivers out to the right now from the backfield. Dow motions, handoff to Neal right up the middle. Net by strong safety Cooper Krizak. And the ball may have popped loose near the 37-yard line. And Moorhead State, I think, has come up with it. Yes. And that was Cooper Krizak with the recovery as well. He made the initial hit and tore the ball loose and then came up with that loose ball. And Moorhead State forces its third turnover out of that Dayton offense. They have really had turnover issues in the last few weeks. They came in with 10 in the previous two ball games, now 3 today.
Interior lineman Wilson McCraw was at the bottom of that pile, and I think he may have helped strip the ball away.
So Moorhead State with a golden opportunity here, up 24-7 early in the fourth with a first and 10 at the Dayton 37.
Put some numbers up right now. If you put a touchdown up right now, that might just seal the deal.
Tandem receivers to the outside right, one to the left. Tight end Anthony is flexed into the slot. Play action, Cravens to throw on first and 10. Deep looking for Daly inside the 10. He stopped. then took off. The ball sails over his head at the 10-yard line of the Flyers. Incomplete on the coverage for Dayton was Michael Franks, graduate student cornerback. Looked like a missed timing right there by both Cravens and Daly. They weren't on the same page. So second and 10 from the 37. Harris, the running back. Double slot essentially to the right. Short side for Morehead State. Wide out left. In motion, the tight end, Anthony, back to the far side. Chance Harris tries to turn it off left tackle. Bulls his way down to about the 34, possibly the 33. I think they'll mark his knee down, though, at the 34. So it's a gain of 3. It'll be 3rd and 7.
3rd down, 7 at the 34.
MSU will have 2 wideouts to the right. They'll split Daly out to the left. Harris, the running back. Lewis was banged up on the last series as Cravens retreats to the shotgun on this 3rd and 7 from the 34 of the Flyers. In motion, Armour from the right outside. Blitz coming. Cravens back to throw. Got it to the tight end. Anthony carries a tackler. Lenti down to the 26-yard line, and Morehead State will move the chains out of Whitaker Bank. First down.
7th different receiver this afternoon, Chuck, the Cravens has made a completion to.
8-yard catch by Morehead State tight end Vincent Anthony, the junior from Louisville. 1st and 10 at the 26 with 13:37 to go. MSU up 24-7. 2 wideouts to the right, 1 to the left. The tight end Anthony is slot left. They give it. Nope, Cravens keeps it. He'll bring it forward. Tries to fight his way down to the 25-yard line as he gets a yard, and that's about it.
Don't know if I like Cravens running that type of play.
The two defensive tackles, Jack Wardzala and Nate Hess, combined for Dayton to stop Cravens after a yard gain.
If you're more at state, I think you start looking at that play clock and take as much as you can between the plays.
2nd down and 9 from the 25. Trayvon Clint split right. The Eagles have 2 other wideouts to the far side. Harris in the backfield, tight end to the right. As back to throw against the blitz is Cravens. Pass out to the left side. Man open, diving catch by Armour at the 13. In front of the strong safety, Caron Coleman. Mikey Armour with a nice grab as he was able to scoop that one up and move the chains for a Whitaker Bank first down.
Armour's first catch of the afternoon.
Gain of 12.
Really like what Armour did on that play. He was content to make the catch. He wanted to make sure he was sure-handed with that. Didn't try to run after the catch. He already had the first down.
First and 10 at the 13.
Caught it like a newborn baby.
Shotgun snap. Cravens to throw. Looks left. Goes right. He's got Armour open back in the end zone. Oh, he leaps and catches, but out of bounds. He was wide open for a while, but Cravens didn't see him and then got the ball to him, but too late. Double covered on the play by the free safety, Hildebrand, and also the corner on the near side, Franks. Boy, that was close. Morehead State runs off the tight end, Cohen, on this 2nd and 10 from the Dayton 13. Harris, the running back. Wide outs and slots either way for the MSU quarterback, Cravens, who's in the shotgun. 4 down linemen for Dayton. Here comes the blitz. Cravens back to the pocket. They pick it up. Pass out to the right side to the 10-yard line. Bradley West down on the slot. Makes the catch and drags a tackler. Lenti down to the 4. I think he may have the first down.
Yep.
He does. They're going to mark him officially at the 3. So a 10-yard play in Morehead State with a Whitaker Bank first down. It'll be first and goal at the Dayton 3-yard line. The clock running, 11:38 to play, and Morehead State with a 17-point advantage, looking to maybe even put this ball game away if they can score 6 here.
Eagles are probably going to have to burn a timeout. They can't get on the same page.
Yep, that's the case. Good call, Tom. So Morehead State will take a timeout with 11:24 to go. 24-7, they're on top. This is a really critical right here, guys, when we talk about Morehead State getting into the end zone, because if they can get the touchdown and the extra point, that makes it 31-7 with about 11 minutes to play.
Well, Wes catching the football was the 9th different receiver
for Morehead State. This will be the eighth play of this current drive. It's taken about 3.5 minutes off the clock, which is good news for Morehead State. Rob made Cravens come over. They never could get. Cravens got the play, took about 3 steps, and thought about what I guess the play was going to be, and was trying to get Rob's attention. Rob had already turned around on the sidelines, and so by the time.
I give Cravens a lot of credit in that situation, too, for knowing he wasn't confident about what was supposed to be done, and instead of going back to the huddle guessing, he made sure that he communicated with his head coach. He knew they had a timeout to burn and did the right thing. Didn't force something that didn't have to be forced there.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, if you get a chance, check on James Lewis. It's been a while since we've seen James. He's over on the sideline dancing around a little bit right now, so it appears he might be okay, but he's not been in the ballgame since getting dinged up on the last series.
Morehead State facing first and goal at the Dayton 3. 11:24 left to play in the fourth quarter. Morehead State on top 24-7. And you don't see this much, Chuck, Morehead State huddling, even though it was a, whatever they call it, a short huddle.
Chance Harris is the running back for Cravens. And let's see what Morehead State comes up with here.
Just talked to trainer Kyle Wolf. Lewis is okay. He did get the wind knocked out of him a little bit earlier, but he's able to go. Just a personnel decision by Rob Tenure and his staff at this point to go with Harris right now.
Well, they're moving the ball with Harris in the lineup. I can see it.
Eighth play of this drive. Let's see if Morehead State can put it out of reach.
Morehead State will send Daly out to the right. Clint out to the other side. Pistol set, handoff Harris right up the middle, puts his head down, driving forward. He didn't quite get in there, but I think he got down to about the one around his back defensive tackle. Nate Hess rides him down.
And right now, running clock just as important as putting more points on the board.
They'll say his knee touched at the two, so only a one-yard gain. Second and goal from the two. Now both Lewis and Harris will be in the backfield, flanking the quarterback, Carter Cravens. Tight end to the right is Cohen. Clint, split right. Daly, wide left. Dayton loads up in the box. Clint in motion, back to the left. Hand off Lewis. Nope, Cravens on the keeper. Broke a tackle. Fighting goal line. Reaches. Touchdown. Morehead State. Boy, he was stopped at the one. Then just stuck his arms out and got the ball across the goal line. And Carter Cravens with a 2-yard scoring run makes it 30-7 Morehead State. They bit on the fake to Lewis as I did. And I'll tell you what, Carter Cravens found a seam and was able to fight his way into the end zone. And on the kick for Morehead State will be Thomas Schwartz to try the point after. Warren holding. Snap is good. Placement down. Kick is away. A lot of leg and it's good. 10:40 left to go in the ball game here at Jane Stadium. Morehead State 31, Dayton 7. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Morehead State with a 9-play, 37-yard drive capped off by the 2-yard scoring run by quarterback Carter Cravens. And then the point after, of course, by
all right,
our
Tom,
own Thomas Schwartz in Morehead State. After that four-minute 13-second drive, leads Dayton 31-7. By the way, that was a Kentucky Lottery Lucky Sevens touchdown. Just 10:40 left to go in the ball game. And go ahead, Jason.
Tom, it's story time. You ready?
Let's go.
Biggest margin of Morehead State's win in the Dayton series was Morehead State 50, Dayton 39 in 1999. That was 11 points. What is it right now?
Right now...
God, I shouldn't have put the pressure
on. You put the pressure on me.
Your socks off. Jeez.
24 points.
Okay. Yeah, that could be a big sign. Because, you know, people... some people at Dayton still favored, even though they've not done well this season. It's just been a series that you can never tell, and it's really good to see Morehead State. Let's see if we can close it out in the final 10 minutes and 40 seconds.
We're not gamblers, but we do look at the morning line, and Morehead State, according to a couple of the books, apparently was a double-digit favorite today.
Morehead State will have Braden Haynes, the redshirt junior, out there to kick off. He boots it high and toward the left of the field at the five, taken there by Luke Brenner. Back to his right, Brenner trying to find a seam, hit and drop as he got to the 28-yard line. Down the field for MSU. I'm trying to figure who it is. The number 28, who we don't have on our roster.
Well, you know, we didn't have 28 on the roster earlier this season.
Those guys are like the red shirts of Star Trek. You know that? Talking to Tom about that. That's Jackson Lanier, redshirt freshman running back from Bluffton, South Carolina.
You think?
18 yards on the return. Dayton from their 28 will throw it. Cassiola to the right side. Caught by Swanson. Gets across the 38-yard line.
Yep, like the red shirt who has no last name.
So they gain 11. They'll give him the 39-yard line. First and 10 Flyers from there. Cassiola, empty set, five outside receivers. Four-man rush, Morehead State. Steps in the pocket, wants to run across the 40, 45, 50, and slides down at the 49-yard line. And Matthew McClellan, the freshman safety, as he gave himself up, hammered him, and that is a bad penalty right there.
He was going down.
He was already down, Jay. When he was going into that hook slide, he was already down, and McClellan, a little bit too eager on the play, will cost Morehead State 15 more, the redshirt freshman from Mesa, Arizona. The ball is sitting right now at the Morehead State 48. It's a 13-yard run, but it's going to be 15 yards further up the field than that.
And the player's head's about a couple yards away from there.
Yeah. Well, Cassiola had to collect himself after that hit before he got up.
And McClellan was called off the field.
Yeah, Rob and the staff took him out. But, you know, you get in a situation where you're making the move to make a tackle and the kid slides at the last minute. Well, I'm not saying that's good or bad, but I'm just thinking I can understand a little bit. And it's not like he's going to tear anybody up, a smaller player.
Well, the official is moving the ball down to the Morehead State. Should be the 34, but they're setting it at the 36. Okay. Whatever you say. So it's first and 10 Dayton from there. Morehead State's defense now playing in its own end of the field with 10 minutes to play, up 31-7 are the Eagles. Cassiola will go with the five wideout set. Morehead State blitzing. It's Dow, actually, and now it's going to be picked off by a diving interception at the 20-yard line. Again, Morehead State getting a pick from Caleb Lyons, his third of the season. All three Morehead State interceptions for this season belong to Caleb. That pass well underthrown of the intended receiver.
Timeout on the field. 10-1 left to play in the fourth quarter. Morehead State 31, Dayton 7 here on the Eagles Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have you your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, the Moorhead State defense, which has struggled to force turnovers this year out of the opponent, picking up its fourth of the day against Dayton. Second interception of the contest by Caleb Lyons. Moorhead State has three interceptions all year long, all by Lyons. And that gives Moorhead State the football at its own 20-yard line. First and 10 with 10:01 to play, and the Eagles in the driver's seat ahead of this ball game, 31-7.
Last eight possessions for Dayton. Fumble, turned it over on downs, interception, punt, punt, turned it over on downs, fumble, interception. And I don't think I've ever seen that through a Dayton offense.
No, I would agree with you. We've done, I think, every single Moorhead State Dayton contest together.
But I'll take it. Don't get me wrong. I'll take it.
Nobody's complaining on this side of the field.
31-7, Moorhead State.
MSU has the football as Cravens comes out with Lewis to his right in the running back spot. Tight end flexed into the left slot. Hand off Lewis. Right up the middle he goes. Burrows forward for a couple of yards.
Tom, take a look at Cravens after he gets the snap. He looks like he's gimpy a little.
He is, Jay. It was hard to tell earlier. I thought he was at one point, and then he started skipping on the sideline and looked fine. But, yeah, right now it looks like he is hobbling a little bit. That hip flexor might be starting to catch up with him right now.
Maybe he's starting to tighten up. Three-yard run sets up second and seven. The Eagles from their 23. Left slot, West in motion. Cravens will take a shotgun snap. Lewis to his right. Play action. Screen to the right on the bubble screen to Daly. Broke a tackle out to the 30-yard line and got, I think, the first down out close to the 33 before he's forced out. Coming up from the secondary to make the hit was Logan Miller. And let's see where they've spotted the football. It will be the 33, so officially 10 yards and a Whitaker Bank first down for Moorhead State.
And the umpire just threw a flag in.
Oh, a Dayton player has lost his cool. And that's Jarrell Lewis, junior defensive end from Pickwa, Ohio, who will be helped to the sidelines by an assistant coach, maybe the head coach. That might be their head coach going over there to take him to the sideline to tell him to chill out. And this is going to be an unsportsmanlike call against Dayton. We don't see that very much against the Flyers either.
There goes the helmet.
They've told him to go to the bench. The ball will be marched all the way up to the MSU 48-yard line. First and 10 are the Eagles from there. Tandem receivers to the left for Moorhead State. Wide out to the right. The tight end flexed into the slot to the left. Lewis in the backfield next to the quarterback, Cravens. Motioning is calling the tight end. Hand off right side. Lewis got a block trying to turn the corner, but a good tackle from behind back at the 36-yard line by blitzing strong safety Karan Coleman, who knocked him down for a loss of two. If Coleman doesn't get him, he can turn that corner and get some decent yardage.
Down to 8.5 minutes running clock here in the fourth quarter.
Second and 12, Moorhead from its 46.
Eagles approaching the 400 yard mark.
31-7 there in front with 8:14 to play. Wide outs and slots either way. Lewis to the left of the quarterback, Cravens. Four-man line for Dayton. Blitz coming. Play action. Pass to the right to Daly at the near sideline at the 49. Overthrown, incomplete. Coming up on the coverage for the Dayton defense was safety Logan Miller. That may have been a pretty good throwaway. Miller was up there and may have been able to pick that ball off if it was on the money. Third down, 12, Moorhead from its 46. Clock stops, 7:59 to play.
5 of 12 in third down conversions this afternoon.
Lewis in the backfield, Moorhead State with wideouts and slots either way. Again, Dayton is showing blitz. Right slot, armor motions to the far side. Four-man rush. Carter Cravens will now take off and run with it. To the 50, puts his head down and fights his way down close to the 46 of the Flyers. Gained 8, where Moorhead State will be 4th and 4.
Doing okay?
And the punt team comes out. Moorhead State had the offense out there for just a little bit, thought about it, but they'll send Kip Warren out there to kick the ball away. Cope will go deep.
He's only punted the ball twice, 35.5 yards per kick. His long was 40 in the first half.
Clock running, 7:17 to play. Long count, and too long, it looks like.
Oh, that's a nice kick.
Delay of game against Moorhead State and move the ball from the Dayton 46 back to the Moorhead 49.
Our bandit getting on the returner because he floated over to the sidelines to catch it, knew it wasn't counted, and he dropped it. And when you're heckled by the band, is that a horrible thing?
I'm sure it doesn't feel too good. Now here's the snap. To Warren, barely gets that punt away, boots it down the field, it bounces at the 18-yard line
of Dayton. Roll.
Rolling inside the 10,
baby.
To the 5, to the 4, to the 3, and down there. Great punt by Moorhead State's Kip Warren. 48 yards, no return. And Dayton with 6:57 to go, down 31-7, takes over 97 yards away from Pater.
And they have to score 4 times.
They're going to push the ball up to the 4, but what a kick by Kip Warren. 47 yards, pinning Dayton deep in its own territory. We'll take a timeout. 6:57 to go, 31-7, Moorhead State leads on the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Well, Moorhead State in the driver's seat, looking to avenge last year's 49-27 defeat at Dayton to the Flyers. The Eagles leading this ball game in the rematch, 31-7 over UD with 6:57 to go. Dayton has the football at its own 4-yard line to go right to left with a 1st and 10. Flyers will have Dow as their quarterback, their running quarterback. He threw an interception on his last pass. Cole Dow, the redshirt senior from Park Ridge, Illinois. 3 outside receivers for him, 2 right, 1 left. Moorhead State with 4 up front defensively. Still waiting, I think, to get the okay to restart play. Well, I say it's okay, but apparently it's not up to you or me, Jay, or Tom.
You ready for it?
Well, Tom just signaled it.
Okay.
Now we're going to go back to play.
Okay, I'm glad.
Down, the shotgun takes the snap. Deep handoff, Neal off the left side. Nope, off the right side. Dow keeps it. And out to the 15 he rumbles before he's taken down as he picks up 11 yards. Safety Jihad McCall, the free safety, makes that stop. So they'll move the chains for the Flyers and give them a fresh set of 4. Snap to Dow. Hand off Neal off the left side this time. breaking free into the secondary and brought down at the 26-yard line with a nice ankle tackle in the open field by strong safety Cooper Krizek, and they'll move the chains again as that's an 11-yard gain.
Well, two straight runs to start this drive. It looks like Dayton wants to get out of here as quickly as they can, too.
Dow from the shotgun. Three outside receivers, Morehead State rushing four. Dow to throw, pass out to the left. Neal in the near flat, catches it at the line of scrimmage and comes forward. Krizek, another tackle for Morehead State.
There is a flag on the far side of the field near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, only a couple of yards on that play for the Flyers.
Offside against the defense.
Yeah, don't try to help.
Yeah, don't give them any help whatsoever. You're right. So, instead of a two-yard gain and a second and eight, it'll be first and five Flyers from their 31 after the offside call against MSU. First and five. Dow back in the shotgun. Two receivers either way. MSU rushing four. Dow retreats, looks up. Now he'll take off with it, running to his left. In the open field, Krizek drags him down on another nice open field tackle around the legs at the 34-yard line. A gain of three.
Well, that's Krizek's, unofficially, that's his 10th tackle. So you have Wolf with 14, Krizek with 10, and Holmes with 9.
Second and two from their 34, the near hash for the Flyers. Dow will quarterback draw this one. Right up the middle he goes. First down, 40-yard line, 45. And Krizek has him again as he crosses the 46 and drags him down to the 48. 14-yard run.
Well, you can give up a 14-yard run right now. There's nothing behind you.
5:07 to go. First and 10, Dayton from their 48. Snap to Dow. Back he goes. Lost the screen over the middle to Neal. He's going to be bottled up and taken down by several Eagles near the line of scrimmage. Good job by Morehead State to read that middle screen to the running back, Neal. Among the tacklers for Morehead State was the rover, Zane Porter, but they had about four others right there, too. So it's second and 10 after no game play. Dow retreats to the shotgun, surveys the defense with Neal to his left. Four-man Morehead rush. Dow tries to take off with it. Now he's going to be sacked back at the 41-yard line or so. For Morehead State, getting in there was Kenneth Schaffner, redshirt sophomore from Louisville, Kentucky. A loss back to the 42. Minus six on the play. It's third and 16 Flyers from their own 42. Dow takes the snap and a four-man rush. Dow pass out to the right side. Diving catch try at the 44 of Morehead State. Low and incomplete. Kapora Ellis on the coverage of wide receiver Jake Coleman, who couldn't come up with it, and the incomplete brings up fourth and 16. And will Dayton go for it?
I think.
Or they send the punt team on there.
Well, if you're punting the football,
you've given up. Yeah, you've waved the white flag.
You're telling Morehead, just run it out.
3:55 to go, and Morehead State leads 31-7. This would be the biggest victory over Dayton for the Eagles in the history of the series between the two schools. Forkham in there to apparently punt the football on 4th and 16 from the Dayton 42. Long snap, rugby-style kick to the right. Up calls for a fair catch at the Morehead State 28.
Might be the last punt for Dayton. We're happy that you made it through the game without screwing up the punter's name.
Yes. 30-yard punt, no return.
I would have probably had trouble with that. Since I am the Harry Carey of
Morehead State. Don't keep saying that, because sure enough, he'll be out there again, and I will mess it up.
Pressure on you.
We'll let Tom do it next time.
Yeah.
Of course.
Craven's still out there. I don't know. I think I have a backup. I'd have him ready.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jason.
Jackson Lanier is his running back. MSU with wideouts left and right. Tight end, slot left. Lanier takes it. Off right tackle, trying to get wide, and gets across the 30 out to the 31-yard line. It was the middle linebacker who came up and got him low. That was Nathan Arthur. So for Lanier, 3 yards. Was that his first carry of the day?
Let's see.
Yeah. Second and 7, Moorhead from its 31. 3:20 to play. MSU up 31-7. Lanier has played a lot of special teams, but not much in the backfield. He'll be out there right now. He's still out there with Cravens to his right. Tight formation, wide out left for Moorhead. Lanier takes it off the left side, bottled up in the backfield and thrown down back inside the 30-yard line. Defensive tackle Sam Shadek just grabbed him around the shoulder pads and tossed him down. Back at the 29, a loss of 2. Third down, 9, Moorhead State. Doubtful the Eagles will put the ball up. Carter Cravens walking over toward the sideline to get the play from head coach Rob Tenyer with 2:34 left to go. Likely they'll just keep it on the ground, wouldn't you think, Jay?
Yep, I would say so. Trevor Andrews, head coach of UD, becomes the first Dayton coach to lose his first game to Moorhead State.
Play action. Cravens will throw on third and long out to the right flag. Just threw it away.
That could be a flag.
He was looking for Notori, the tight end, who is somewhat in the neighborhood. I'll just say somewhat, but the pass is incomplete. Moorhead State on 4th and 9 from its own 29 after the incompletion, sending on Kip Warren and the punt team. Cam Cope deep at the Flyer 30 with 2:16 to go. Warren with a very long count. Play clock at 4:32. Now he gets the snap and boots it away. Barely got that one away. Cope catches the punt at the 31-yard line, and Herrera drills him just as he got the ball.
There is a flag. There was contact with Warren. I'm thinking this is just a 5-yard running into, but we'll have to wait and see if it is roughing the kicker.
Warren, the way he's celebrating coming off the field.
It's a 5-yarder.
Yeah, he believed he was rough, but you're right, Tom. It was just running into the kicker, so just a 5-yarder. I think Moorhead State will just let Dayton have the football down at its own 31-yard line.
Dayton next week hosting Presbyterian at Welcome Stadium, which is an oxymoron of a stadium name. And then Moorhead State on the road at Valparaiso.
41 yards on the punt, and they're going to say no return. They said that Herrera made the tackle at the 30. And Dayton with 2:08 to go, down 31-7, takes over with the 1st and 10. Moorhead State with 4 up front defensively as Dow heads back to the pocket to throw. Out to the right, going to be caught at the 50-yard line. And out of bounds at the Moorhead State 47-yard line for Bannock with the catch. Defender for Moorhead State on the coverage was Jalen Cooper. It's a junior from Ventura, California. 23 yards on the play to the Moorhead State 47. They move the chains. Dayton 1st and 10. Dow back to throw again, launching it out to the left side. Swanson the catch. Herrera has him and takes him out of bounds inside the 40. 1:41 to go.
How good Dayton's been. They're one of 9 FCS teams to win 700 games. Maybe coming to
2nd and 2 at the 39 of Moorhead State for Dayton after the 8-yard catch. Dow back at the shotgun, slaps his hands and takes the snap. Hand off Neal off the left side, trying to break tackles and going nowhere. Trying to get wide to the left, but having none of it for Moorhead State was tackle Kobe Nile.
Yeah, for years, Dayton was the gold standard in the PFL.
12 championships. This is the 31st year of the PFL, and I guess you could say they're the premier team in the PFL.
No gain on the play. 3rd and 2 at the 39 of Moorhead with 1:07 to play. Dow will drop to the pocket to throw. Now he runs with it. He's got the first down. Cuts it inside to the 35-yard line. 3 Eagles come over there and throw him down. I think they may have stripped the ball loose. Flags all over the place after the game. After that play. Coming up with the football was Luke Bauer.
I'm thinking this is going to be a personal foul on Neal. It could be excessive, unnecessary roughness on Morehead State, but the way the official was looking after he threw the flag, he was staring right at Neal.
Well, Jalen Cooper, the right corner, picked him up by the legs and slammed Neal down with help. And the ball came loose. Bauer had the football at the end of the play, and the officials will gather to sort things out.
Well, you don't need this with 58 seconds left to play.
No.
Dayton, all time in the PFL. Now, I'll say this is a loss. 31st season, Flyers are 136-48. That's not bad.
Gee whiz.
Really, only San Diego can rival them as far as a PFL powerhouse historically.
Yeah, I would agree, Tom.
Okay. Who's the charter members of the PFL, Tom?
Morehead State?
No.
Dayton?
Yep.
Valparaiso?
Yep.
Butler?
Yep.
Drake?
Yep.
How many more?
Well, I got four fingers up.
Well, one that you may not think of is Evansville.
Good job, Chuck. There it is. Butler, Dayton, Drake, Evansville, San Diego, and Valparaiso.
Okay.
Charter members.
I think they're calling this against Morehead State. But they still have yet to put the football down on the field.
I'm trying to buy time for you, Tom.
Yeah, maybe offsetting.
Yeah, it is offsetting. It was a 4-yard run for Neal. And a first down at the Morehead State 35. Only 58 seconds to go in the game at Morehead State. About to close out a 31-7 victory, barring a possible score either way, of course. But Morehead State will win this football game.
Gee whiz. Come on. You have to go across the field and explain it to Coach Andrews.
Play on, boys. Play on. Down the offense for Dayton. Set Neal to his left. Three receivers out to the right and one to the left. Morehead State rushing four as Dow retreats, looks, going deep down the left sideline for Swanson. Daly on the coverage. In and out of his hands at the pylon and incomplete. Good coverage by Major Daly, who is playing right corner. Daly started earlier this season, has been now in a reserve role, but makes a good defensive play right there.
Second down.
Second down and 10 from the 35 for Dayton. Dow again will throw it as he backs up. He's in the pocket, flushed out to his right. On the run, throws it to the right sideline. And Verbanek at the 15-yard line, far sideline. Off his hands, incomplete. And Morehead State, good coverage down the field. Jalen Cooper, the junior who we've been talking about right there. Third down, 10. You just get the feeling, Tom, this Morehead State sideline may explode after this game, after this win.
I would not be surprised.
Dow on third and 10 from the Morehead 35. Four-man rush. Dow to throw. Down the middle. Off the hands of his intended receiver at the 22, right down the middle of the field. Cooper on the coverage. Pass intended for Jake Coleman, one of their wide receivers. Incomplete. Brings up fourth and 10. And, of course, they'll go for it at the 35 with 41 seconds to play and down 31-7. This has been Morehead State's day.
Yes, it has.
Dow with Neal to his left, 2-by-2 set. Morehead State with three down linemen. That's what they'll rush. They'll play coverage. Dow to throw. Running left. Steps up. Deep to the middle of the field, and Daly with the interception in the end zone, and he goes down right there. Swanson, the intended receiver, made the tackle, and Major Daly with Morehead State's third interception of the day and the fifth turnover by the Dayton offense.
I wish he had just knocked it down, Chuck. Not that it's a big deal. It's a moot point, I guess, but lost about 20 yards of field advantage by intercepting rather than just knocking it down there.
Well, with this late in the ball game, 32 seconds left to go, it really doesn't matter. I mean,
it's true.
Take one knee, the ball game's over. So,
that's right.
And Major getting a chance to play here late in the contest, wanted to make a difference in some way and did. So,
one turnover all year by this Morehead State defense. Is it five now today?
Yes, sir. Under center in the victory formation is Carter Cravens at the Morehead 20. Takes the snap. a step back, a kneel, and this ball game is about to be history. And Morehead State, with its biggest victory in the history of this rivalry with Dayton, the Eagles came in down in the series 20-7 to the Flyers after losing last year up at UD 49-27. Winning today here at James Stadium in this PFL battle over UD 31-7. For Jason Blatt and Tom Lewis, I'm Chuck Mraz, reminding you the postgame show coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
We know you'd rather not be listening to an ad, but if you have to, a mini ad is better. Maybe even a Pepsi mini ad. Still all the flavor of the full-size thing, just minier. Pepsi Minis. That's what I like.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Morehead State wins it over Dayton here at James Stadium today in this PFL action. 31-7 the final score. Before we get too deep into the postgame show, let's go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're listening to Morehead State University football on the flagship station of Eagle Athletics, WIVY Morehead and WMST Mount Sterling.
With the 31-7 victory today over Dayton, Morehead State now 2-4, ending a three-game slide, 1-2 in the PFL. As for the Flyers, they slipped to 0-3 in conference play, also 2-4 for all games. Jason Blanton, a much-needed win and a great performance by this Morehead State group today.
Yeah, and what Morehead State needed. When's the last time Dayton's been 0-3 in the league?
That might be a good question.
Yeah. So, but they came out and they did what they had to do offensively. You put 31 points on the board, but defensively, I think, might have turned a corner this afternoon. I hope we see this effort out of them the rest of the season. The fact that you had two double-figure tacklers, Wolf with 15 tackles, Krizek with 10, and then you had Holmes with 9. That defense really came up with 5 turnovers as well. And now going in with only one, and we said, we usually get more turnovers, and today they did an excellent game against Dayton. A big win as they get ready to go on the road next week to Valparaiso.
Yeah, and you mentioned the 5 turnovers. They forced 2 of those turnovers deep in Morehead State territory. Dayton had the ball once at the 4 and once at the 5. They forced a fumble one time, got an interception on the other occasion, thwarting potential Flyer scoring threats. And I'll tell you what, a great effort by the defense. Good effort by the offense, just a great win overall for Morehead State.
Well, as Rob said last week, no red in the stadium this week, and there wasn't any red. The only red was maybe the butt kicking that Morehead State gave Dayton. 11 points was a
biggest margin of victory until today, 31-7, Morehead State wins. Let's take a look at the scoring. Morehead State scored first on a 53-yard pass from Carter Cravens. The kick was good, 7-0 Morehead State. Dayton then tied the game on a 6-yard run with 48 seconds left to play in the first quarter, 7-7 at the time. In the second quarter, Ryan Up on a 26-yard pass from Cravens. The kick was okay, 14-7 at that time. And then Morehead State controlled the second half. Lewis on a 23-yard run. Swartz on a 25-yard field goal. After three quarters, it was 24-7. And then Cravens on a 2-yard run to cap the scoring with 10:40 left to play. Thomas Swartz kicked another point after. 31-7, your final score. We'll come back, take a look at the PFL scores and individual stats after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
There's a new flavor coming out of the Hardee's Craft Kitchen, Nashville Hot Chicken. Juicy 100% white meat chicken dipped in buttermilk, hand-breaded and seasoned to bring the heat. Try the crispy, spicy goodness in chicken tenders on a famous Hardee's made-from-scratch biscuit or a sandwich. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Hardee's new Nashville Hot Hand-Breaded Chicken is goodness in the making. For limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead just off I-64 exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Welcome back to Jane Stadium. 31-7, Morehead State beats Dayton in this PFL contest this afternoon. While we have time, let's see the PFL scoreboard before we get to the final stats. It was Stetson over Presbyterian. Well, let me unplug there. There you go. Well, Presbyterian over Stetson 20. No, I was right. Stetson over Presbyterian 28-24 this afternoon in PFL action. It was Drake leading Valparaiso in the fourth quarter 17-0. Columbia beat Marist this afternoon 16-0. Turn the page. And it was St. Thomas beating Butler this afternoon 17-10. Here, 31-17, Morehead State wins it over Dayton next week at Valparaiso. Taking a look at the numbers, Morehead State with 19 first down, Dayton with 21. Morehead State ran the ball 30 times for 94 yards. Dayton ran the ball 44 times for 203 yards in the air. Morehead State with 291 yards. Dayton with 119. Total offensive plays, 66 plays for Morehead State, 385 yards, while Dayton, 73 plays, 322 yards of total offense. Morehead State punted the ball four times, 39 and a half yards. Dayton four times, 32 yards. Time of possession was a big factor in the first half, but Morehead State caught up in the second. Morehead State saw its numbers 28-13 for the game, Dayton 31-47. Individual numbers, Michael Neal led Dayton 18 carries, 68 yards. James Lewis led Morehead State 14 carries, 50 yards, and one touchdown. Carter Cravens also scored on a rushing touchdown as well. Passing-wise, if you add the two quarterbacks together for Dayton, 16 of 29, three interceptions, no touchdowns, and a total of 119 yards. Cravens, 19 of 36 for Morehead State, two touchdowns, 291 yards, and one INT. We'll come back. Chuck Mraz will have victorious coach. Are you happy this week? Let's see. It'll be a happy conversation this week here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for a dollar. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
31-7 Morehead State over Dayton today at Jane Stadium. Joined now by MSU head coach Rob Tenyer. Rob, after two frustrating weeks where you were right on the doorstep of victory and came away empty, today had to feel good.
Yeah, well, it did because, you know, we've been talking about for a few weeks now just creating some turnovers and extra possessions, and I'm trying to figure it out. I think that last interception, was that five turnovers overall?
Yep, five
total
today.
So, you know, for them, Dayton, I told the team last night, you know, the first two games they had three turnovers. The last two games they had 10. So they committed five more today and really liked our effort. Thought we played really hard. Defensively is putting some really good football together right now. And overall, just really happy. Few things we need to repair is our completion percentage. We're just missing on some easy pitch and catches offensively. And we've got to continue to work third downs because that's going to be pretty big as we move forward here.
Well, I want to talk about those turnovers. You came into the game through four contests with only one, five today. But really, when I talk about those turnovers, two of them were huge. The game was close in a couple of occasions where they had the ball at the four, the five. You get a fumble recovery and interception. They're on the doorstep, come away empty. You guys wind up putting some points on the board and then just pull away.
Yeah, that was really big, especially the one on the goal line, as you mentioned. I think was that third down or fourth down?
I think it was third down.
I had it written down, and I don't know what I did with my notes, but that was a huge turnover, obviously keeping them out of the end zone there. And did some good things. I think that we really limited them running the football between the tackles. I know they had a few runs. They had a few nice quarterback draws there. But other than that, we've got to find a way to stop them big chunk plays. You know, they got the ball with 5 minutes left, and they ran three plays for 30 yards. And it's like that was, just add 38 yards to their rush total for the day. But, you know, we played good team football today. I thought our special teams was good. We covered well in the kick game. And we got some guys, more guys playing, and we got some good depth. And so I'm excited about where we're at. It's going to be important for our confidence moving forward.
Well, we want to talk about the rushing game today. Only 94 yards, but most of that came after halftime. You just had 15 yards at the break. So when you're talking about controlling the game in the second half, you came up with 79 yards on the ground. Not a huge total, but enough to make sure you kept the football at times when you needed to keep the football and keep drives alive.
Yeah. Right now we're one or two guys away from being really good. You know, today we did a lot of RPO stuff in the second half, and they gave us a lot of things. We end up rushing the ball better in the second half because they weren't fitting with their field safety a lot, because we put Kyle Daly over there to the field, and they knew we were going to try to go to him, you know, and so that helped. Had one less guy in the box. That helped a little bit. And then James Lewis got loose for one. Carter Cravens did a good job scrambling today, our quarterback again. And, you know, it was fun football. It was good. It was really energized. We had really good culture on the sideline, great energy. And, you know, you make this out the big, big rival game. And it was great to come away with a victory.
Well, Carter Cravens, you talked about it, just missing on some throws that we expected him to make and you expected him to make. And then all of a sudden, though, he came up and threw some darts.
He did, you know, but we just got to get him. It's like, you know, going through the same thing when Mark Pappas was a sophomore, you know, just missing on a few things. And you know, we thought we had some of that corrected through the summer by him staying a lot. So it's going to be important. I think our completion percentage, we need to get up in the 60 percentile in conference play and for us to, you know, have a chance in football games. So what were we plus four today in turnover margin?
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know what the percentage is there, but when you're plus four, you got a heck of a chance, you know, high percentage to win the game. And if we can continue to do that, we're going to be a really fun team to watch and coach, you know, moving forward in the PFL.
Well, and we want to point out that Keenan Wolfe, your middle linebacker, was just unbelievable. What a nose for the football this afternoon. 15 tackles.
He should have had about 28. But, no, he played good. You know, thing about him, he's a tremendous vocal leader. He's, I think he's kind of the heartbeat of our team. He's not even, voted a captain. But he kind of is that vocal leader. So his football IQ is outstanding. He leads our defense, and it's great to have him back on the field.
In your mind, I know you're going into rivalry week and you play that rivalry up with your guys and you talk about the importance of it, but when you talk about this game after losing two tough ones, in your mind, was it a must win?
Well, it was for the staff and you know, our program. It was a must win, but we didn't take that approach with our players. You know, we wanted to go out and have a good week of preparation, and we did. We put a good plan in front of them, and they went out and played good team football. We executed well today. Last three games, Chuck, I mean, they were so close. They were one possession, two possession games, and we were two, three plays away in those games, winning those games. So it felt good today to, just be the team that made the most plays, and we created turnovers. So, my challenge to our guys after the game was this. Listen, it was a great win, especially where we're at in the season, 0-2 in the conference. You beat a good Dayton team, and then, you know, we got to go out and we got to get better this week. We got to make another big jump, and we got to get ready to go play one of the most difficult places in the PFL up there to Valparaiso.
Still not putting pressure on the guys, but this victory today had to lift a huge weight off their shoulders.
It did, and I'm just hopeful. I'm hoping that it's really good for their confidence moving forward. I hope that we can come out and we can practice with a little energy. Our Tuesday can be a little bit better as far as our preparation and our scout report day. You know, because those days are important. I didn't think our Tuesday was really great this week. You know, we put the plan in front of them, and we made a lot of mistakes. but we fixed it as the week went on, you know. And so I'm hoping that confidence that we got from today's win, we can go back to work on Tuesday and have a little better mental day, preparation day, and get ready for a really good game plan versus Valpo.
Just last question, can we do this again next Saturday?
Sure, we sure can. You know, if we're plus four, again, we got a heck of a chance. And, you know, I love this team. It's one of my favorite teams I've been around. They're really mature. They're fun. We got great leadership. And I think it's important to them. So hopefully we can make a little run here and make some noise later in the season and see what happens. And but the most important is to celebrate this, have a good time, enjoy it, and then go back the week go back and get ready to play Valpo.
All right, Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Morehead State Coach Rob Tenure, I'm Chuck Mraz. 31-7, the Eagles knock off Dayton. We'll come back for the final segment of the postgame show here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Winger Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for a dollar. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Welcome back to the postgame show. Moorhead State wins over Dayton 31-7. The Eagles now 2-4, 1-2 in the Pioneer Football League. Time to name our MSU star of the game. And boy, we have a lot of different choices for this one. But quite frankly, have to go with the defense and middle linebacker Keenan Wolf with 15 total stops today. The defense itself coming up with 5 turnovers against UD, which certainly was a difference maker. But Keenan Wolf is our MSU star of the game. Our next broadcast of Moorhead State football a week from today at Valparaiso. 2 p.m. will be the kickoff, 1:30 the pregame show, as Moorhead State takes on the Valparaiso Beacons. I'm Chuck Mraz. Special thanks to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Owen Monday, and my partners on the broadcast.
Better thank him.
Why?
Okay.
Jason Blanton and Tom Lewis, and our good friend Hayes McMakin for spending time with us today in the box and always on standby to save us from broadcasting technical disasters. Final score from Jane Stadium, 31-7, Moorhead State over Dayton. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU football broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, MSU, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, the Kentucky Lottery, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. By Allen's IGA,
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Line-X of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Healy Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University football on the Eagle Sports Network.